to see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I call City Hall, and I contact the elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I've heard there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th, at 6 o'clock at Fire Headquarters at 1020 North Bailey. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree. I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the political candidate recruitment forum Thursday, September 6th at the Firefighter Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Back there, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Medicare, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Medicare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Medicare, we still provide transportation to patients who qualify. At Medicare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Medicare, we still provide some of the region's best board certified doctors. At Connecticut, we still provide urgent care. And at Connecticut, we still see patients on a flight fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connecticut, but we're still connected to you. Connecticut, still connected to the community.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody's bone and that is a euphemism for twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war, survey, and comment about them, but we should stay out of that? The whole entire pop culture thing for these Super Bowl commercials, that's getting your phone, that's what gets on mine too. So why don't we listen and understand? Listen to me, Matt Rosen, every Tuesday at 10 a.m., WGNU and 28 a.m.
The living is easy, right? If you don't get your family reunion tickets going on, here's a tip. Call Robert and I Associates 421-321. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert and I Associates put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert and I Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention your in the you'll get 10% off. Doesn't get any better. 421-3200 for Guy and Associates.
I'm not personally surprised. City is drastically decreased on what we know is they can be worse. They can't have the first limit because the last limit or trigger radiation in the sun to 15 times more. Seems like a lot of not only can be raised as cancer, but they cause allergies.
We have to pay ourselves before we get on anything. guys. All right.
Hey, I'm actually new. That's some accent.
All right, double. Come on.
I'm really becoming great. Ooh, get these thieves off me. Hey, let me get this guy. Let you keep drinking. Head of the metal plate. That guy never called anyone to see what he did.
It doesn't take us to touch the great boss.
I call every time he did. The rock, lab, the dead. Oh, man.
Get your own utility, smart, free. Make every project for everyone. Talk on one for utility outages, legal hassle, and selling.
Hey, safe. No incident. All people are you dig.
If there was an emergency, would your family have water and perishable food to
that way, so more food are in the refrigerator. Once the electricity goes out, your refrigerator goes out, so you can only use that for a certain amount of time.
We usually eat fresh food daily.
You know, in the pantry of like granola bars and canned tomatoes,
true.
You know.
That's true, but that's really not survival food, tomato paste.
The brand of dog food that I do purchase for the dogs, as well as the cats, are edible by humans. We could even share the same bowls.
I want my own bowl.
You got your own bowl.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty,
disease,
and war itself.
Welcome to the Morning Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Oh, yeah. You need to get to me. Oh, yeah. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. 877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. I received a call yesterday of someone that really wanted to weigh in on this political candidate recruitment forum that's going to take place on September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. And I just want to, she felt so strongly about this that she did this.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
And I couldn't help but be just struck by how much this is resonating out there, this idea. Now, and again, I do want to underscore that we have some really good ones, elected officials out there. But I do feel the sentiment of trying to pick apples off the same old dead apple tree, because that's what some of them are out here. And that's what happens time and time again when there are opportunities for people to weigh into the political process. I know that there are some retired folks out there. I know that there are some 21, some 25, some 35, some 45, some 55-year-old people out there. Out here. And I don't care whether you live in the city or whether you live in the county. It's time for a change, and we need to do our own doggone recruiting instead of letting others who aren't doing right by us pick them. David.
You know what? That was excellent. I called you about that same topic yesterday. You know, you asked the question, and it made me think about something that happened in 1980. And I just want to use this for a reference, a call for black people in St. Louis to get their thing together. In 1980 at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco, that Ronald Reagan had Ed Meese convene some people from the Heartland Institute to just take over black leadership. Now, black leadership was somewhat pitiful at that time, but it wasn't what white people wanted. So I'm just saying, on a national level, if people can make, like a Ronald Reagan, can make a decision to try to take over leadership and guide black people in the direction they want them in, then on a local level, I think we should be committed to changing our condition, changing the mentality, and just changing the physical circumstances that we're going through. I think these people that pimp our people and sell our people out, it's time out for that. I think it's ridiculous. This is something that should have happened a long time ago, but since it's happening right now, I support it 100%, and I think secretly it's some more aggressive matters should be taken, because people like Freeman Rosby Jr., Clarence Harmon, people that we thought were going to represent us and don't do nothing but on every issue take money to sell us out.
Well, in fairness, people of African descent didn't vote for Clarence Harmon. It was white people that voted for Clarence Harmon, and it was white people who didn't vote for Clarence Harmon when he hadn't done anything wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, he received the lowest number of vote of any incumbent mayor in the history of the United States.
It made the Guinness Book of Records.
Okay, it did. It made the Guinness Book of Records for the people who did. Now, he didn't do anything wrong. There was no scandal. There was no nothing. But white people knew that he was a trans, you know, like the, you know, when you break up with somebody, you know the next person is your transitional person. White people knew that he was their transitional guy.
Well, he was a transitional guy. I think he was basically a method to get to one particular place. At
that's
the
what
time,
I'm saying.
They needed a candidate
to transition away from black people.
That's right.
Okay, that's what I mean by transition. To transition them out of a black mayor in the city, because once you get elected about three times, you in for as long as you want to be in.
Not until a white man runs.
Well, no, I mean, again, if Freeman had been in there for three times, it would have been nearly impossible to get him out.
Freeman did everything white people with power and influence
that
wanted.
That is correct.
And he still had to go.
That goes back to the point that you were making about in 1980s. It wasn't that the African leadership was so profound, but they didn't want it to get entrenched. They didn't want it to inspire anybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because it, irrespective of the job that Freeman was doing, his rep out there was that, oh my God, we've got our first black mayor. And that's inspirational. That is an answer.
I got one question before I go, and mm-hmm. I do have to go. Let me ask you this. Why is it that you could see among us, you could see people that are still manipulated and fooled by people like that? How is that possible?
Oh, because we're human and because we're deeply flawed. And because sometimes people think that this is the easier route. There will always be human beings amongst us that are deeply flawed and don't have the courage or conviction of self. Or believe in self, irrespective of their color. There will always be weak people amongst us. That's why those of us that can see must see and move accordingly and marginalize those who can't or who would do harm to us.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll talk to you later, and I think this is a format.
Well, and pass it on.
That changed that type of thinking in our people. And
pass it on.
Great.
Pass it on and bring some fuss. Bring somebody to it.
Okay.
My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back after this break. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU.
Good morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for the 6 o'clock hour. Hampton, south of Oakland at Berthold. Look for those traffic lights not working correctly. Use caution and treat it as a four-way stop. Northbound Lindbergh at Page and Midland. There's a vehicle on fire that's on Midland. Look for heavy volume as a result. Eastbound Gravelway, east of 141 and 270, look for disabled vehicle that's on the ramp to northbound 270. That's going to cause some delays. Northbound Lindbergh at Old Olive Street Road, look for the right lane closed due to a water main break. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for some stacking up now in the left lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving slowly across the span into the landing. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge through the valley, look for some slowdowns. And then again from Mason into 270, look for delays, and beyond into McKnight. Northbound 270 at 44, look for delays around the 44 interchange. And then again at the 70 interchange, look for some slowdowns as you try to get on the Highway 70. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, hot with a high in the upper 90s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 70s. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers, a high in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, another good shot for showers with a low around 70. Then on Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Calls. Up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
Hi. I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
This is Cindy Meyer, inviting you to join me every Tuesday afternoon at 1 for the Holistic Voice on AM 920 WGNU. The phrase holistic health describes a philosophy of well-being that considers the physical, mental, and spiritual aspects of your life as they balance and interconnect with each other. Each week, my guests and I will help you as you seek to attain more balance in your life. Join me, Cindy Meyer, for the Holistic Voice, Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock on AM 920 WGNU.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Listen to my life go by, and at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start, and I have faith it can get better tomorrow. But it won't if you keep treating me like I'm invisible.
Say that.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, my name, my name, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, you can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. My email is revolution@lizbrown.com. Don't forget the shows are archived daily at whiterosesociety.org. If you missed an hour, you can go get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. Get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. Bob.
Hello, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Well, I had two things this morning for people who was up watching the eclipse.
Okay. What a gorgeous moon last
Wasn't
night.
Wasn't it beautiful?
Oh.
And then I watched the eclipse all the way through until it just went away.
Oh.
I guess it's coming back now. I like to do stuff like that. I got caught on that one that told me there's going to be two moons, though. They say that's out every year, but I hadn't seen it, and I thought maybe the Mars would show a little light, but it didn't. So I won't get caught with that again.
All right.
But my two things, I happened to be up earlier this morning, and I caught some of the national broadcast, the news, and the people, and it seems that now they're saying that the dogfighting is only being done by felons, gang members, drug pushers, and athletes who have too much money.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Yeah, that's who's doing it,
there
so I
go.
Guess now that we know.
Now
you know,
we know.
The fact they've been doing it in Missouri as long as I can remember.
As long as I
remember.
Yep.
But
well,
now
yeah.
They just figured out who's doing it. And you
okay.
Can't do dog fighting without the cooperation of the sheriff and police department
because you can't
bring 100 pickup trucks into a barn without somebody seeing it.
All right.
The other thing I had was yesterday's newspaper disturbed me and some other reports about the hundreds of millions of dollars that our government is paying to contractors in Iraq for security that they're purchasing from the insurgents, who is Al-Qaeda, and the Sunnis and Shiites, to allow them to deliver construction materials to help build Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just looking at where, and they said it's at least four times the contract, and all these contractors have to do is say, I need another $2 million for security.
Yeah.
And it's given to them with no bid, no question whatsoever, because they have to continue to rebuild Iraq.
Yeah.
And being the anniversary, near anniversary of Katrina, I just wondered if some of that money could not, or let's just put it like it is, if we could not better use that money to help build the hurricanes and tornadoes and flooding that we've had here in America.
Or just from Katrina.
Yeah, just from Katrina alone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to look at this somewhere and say, how long are we going to continue to pay people who are trying to kill us to protect the contractors over there who are making money to rebuild the country that we destroyed?
Well, it comes back down to the thing that we're going to be doing on the 6th, doesn't it, Bob? I mean, trying to find the right elected officials that are going to push this. I'm reading a story about how Barack Obama now has a plan for Katrina. Well, sweetie, you've been a senator. You were a senator before Katrina. You were a senator during Katrina. You were a senator after Katrina. And you didn't have a plan for Katrina during any of those times before. It took you running for the presidency to come up with a plan for Katrina.
Nobody has a plan. And no, and not only that Katrina, but all the Katrinas. Anything
go.
That's underground, under the bridge.
There
we have. They're up there paving the top of the bridge with millions of dollars of money, because we know where highway money goes to the politicians' friends. But they're paving the top of the bridge, and the bottom falls out
there
in Wisconsin.
Go. And let me, and I just want to ask you this, because I'm going to be asking everybody this. The idea of having a political candidate recruitment forum, how does that strike you?
It strikes me tremendously well, because I just may run for president. Bob for president, and I'll come down on the 6th and bring my whole platform, lay it out to the people, and say, you know, I'm not taking any money. All I want is votes. I don't want money.
How about this?
So I should get a good start.
How about Bob for committee? How about Bob for alderman?
But they don't hear you until you run for president.
Trust me, everybody heard the fact that our land was being stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Up there in Jefferson City.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. They heard about us, them trying to take over our schools. Yeah, they do. What do they say, Bob? All politics is local?
All politics is local.
All right, now.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. The truth will set you free, Miss
All right,
Brown.
Now.
Miss Brown, you remind me of the late Fannie Lou Hamer. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
All right.
Keep on going, Miss Brown, because you'll be surprised the people are behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that piece that you played by the Third Ward, Miss Brown.
Whenever Howard gets a chance. Howard, could you set that up for me again, that spot up for me again, if you get a chance to do that? Because I want people to hear that again, because I think that it, I was struck because of the sincerity of the person who came to me and just said, you know what, I want to do this. I want to do this. I was so inspired by what you were saying about the meeting on the 6th. And if you don't mind, just let's play that one more time.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop. And I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree. And I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
And when you hear that commercial, caller, what does that make you think?
It's time for Freeman Bosley Sr. to go. He's not listening to nobody. It's his time. It's time for him to go. But you have people, oh, he's doing a great job. He's doing a great job. No, there's a perfect example over there. It's time for him to go. Ms. Brown, I called you about Peter Kinder. Let me tell you what he said right quick, if you don't mind. From Jefferson City, Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder. I want your opinion on this. The article is called Animal Magnetism of Peter Kinder. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has admitted that he compared Democrats to dumb animals that forget nothing and learn nothing during a recent speech in Sedalia. He also apologized for the slip after getting pilloried for it. Kinder is the first outstate Republican to rush into the city and grin next to black folks, most of whom are Democrats. Now you will know what he is thinking of you while he grins beside you, dumb animals. Well, I want Rodney Hubbard and Alameda know what Peter Kinder thinks of them, Miss Brown, and all the rest of them. You too, Maida Coleman. You need to get him straightened as far as what he thinks of you. Miss Brown, have a beautiful day, and like I said, you'd be surprised you touch people, and you're more than welcome to comment on Peter Kinder. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have much business to tend to. If you want to check out any other shows, you can do that at whiterosesociety.org. WhiteRoseSociety.org. I'm also iPodded there. Look, taking a quick break, but I'll be back. Stay with me.
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
S.
Seven Signs Masonry. 618-338-2871. Tuck Pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business. Seven Signs. 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Kirby Ben Hirsch, you won't believe your eyes. At this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistance cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Burch, millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Burch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
The Webster University Film Series presents Lights in the Dusk from Friday through Sunday at 8 o'clock each night. This 2006 film from Finland will be shown in Finnish and Russian with English subtitles. Admission is $4 to $6 per person. The movie will be presented at the Winifred Moore Auditorium in Webster Groves. Find out more by logging on to webster.edu. Movie news to you from WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Was it time you let me know what's real and going on below? But now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget one of our advertisers, the African Palace Bar and Grill. Carry out menu Tuesday through Saturday, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 12 a.m., Friday through Saturday, 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. African Palace, specializing in dishes from Nigeria, Jamaica, Ghana. The African Palace has been serving North County for years with authentic styles of African cuisine. Look, this is the ultimate African experience. Come enjoy a journey to the motherland. You know what? Here's the cool thing. If you are having a birthday party and you're over 25, guess what? The African Palace will let you have your birthday party there for free, 4005 Seven Hills Drive. You need more information, give them a call at 921-4600. That's 921-4600. The African Palace Bar and Grill. You know what? Come enjoy a journey to the motherland. You support the wake-up call, then support our advertisers because we need you too. Get on out to the African Palace Bar and Grill, 4005 Seven Hills Drive, St. Louis, 921-4600. That's 921-4600, the African Palace Bar and Grill. And when you go, when you visit, when you have the ultimate African experience, tell them I told you to. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Huh? Ha, 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 ha. There are no friends among thieves. They're just not. They just are not. There are no friends amongst thieves. There's no honor amongst thieves. There's no, well, they're in. They're just in them. Let me. Okay. Noriel Al-Maliki. You know him. All of a sudden, it's the Hillary pylon. Everybody has something negative to say about Al-Maliki. Okay. But he was your boy, right? He was your boy. He was going to change Iraq, right? He was going to fix it. He was doing what America wanted to do. He sold his soul to hold the hand of America and get the money from America. I get it. I understand it. You they boy. But, baby, I wouldn't trust us. Don't really go get too far in life trusting us. Because check this out. Remember Alawi? Wasn't he in charge of Iraq? Well, he's back on the scene. And guess what? He's paying $300,000. $300,000 to a Washington lobbying firm, and a Washington lobbying firm that's going around and trying to get support for Alawi to go back and be the prime minister of Iraq. Because remember, he was the interim prime minister. $300,000 into the pockets of Washington lobbyists. And what do you know? Hillary Clinton is talking smack about Malachi. Ain't no honor with these. Come on now. Come on now. Barbara Griffin is to receive more than $300,000 over 6 months. Whoo, that's what you, all you got to do is hire a lobbyist. All you had to do is hire a lobbyist. And, who is the senior advisor to this lobbyist firm that Alawi has hired? Huh. Philip D. Zelico. Who's Philip D. Zelico? Why, he just resigned as counselor to Condoleezza Rice in December. We need a new name. We need a bigger name than incest. We really do. And who else does this company represent, or this lobbying firm represent? The Kurdistan Regional Government. Alawi is paying, let me just break it down for you so that it stays forever broke. Alawi is paying a Washington lobbyist firm $300,000 to badmouth or to come up with an anti-Malachi campaign. Wow. And, oh, did I mention that this lobbyist firm is also a Republican firm? And it's also BRG. And BRG is an international unit headed by Bush's one-time White House point man on Iraq, Robert Blackwell. And Robert Blackwell will be leading the lobbying efforts on behalf of Alawi. This firm will be paid $50,000 a month through the end of January for providing strategic counsel and representation for and on behalf of Dr. Alawi before the U.S. government, media, and others. 1-877-920-WGNU. Yup. So, fasten your seatbelts, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I expect that you're going to be hearing a lot of the name of Aliad Alawi, former interim Iraqi prime minister. You're going to be hearing a lot of his name, and it's not coincidental. It's because there's been money paid to Republicans. No honor with these, folks. No honor with these. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop me, listen.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe
that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A conservative senator is accused of embarrassing allegations stemming from an arrest at a public restroom in an airport. ABC's Pam Coulter says Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig pleaded guilty but says he did nothing wrong.
The three-term Idaho senator now says he regrets pleading guilty in the wake of his arrest stemming from a police investigation of lewd behavior in an airport restroom in Minneapolis. Roll call reporter John McCardle says Craig was in court earlier this month.
Misdemeanor disorderly conduct. He paid about $575 in fines and fees. A 10-day jail sentence was actually stayed, and he was given 1 year of probation with the court, which began on August 8th.
Despite his guilty plea, Craig insists he was not involved in any inappropriate conduct, and police misconstrued his actions. Pam Coulter, ABC News, Washington.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is resigning, and while many names have been mentioned as a replacement, ABC's Ann Compton says the president has a tough decision on his plate.
Many of these suggested names show political guesswork by outsiders. President Bush made no indication who he might pick for attorney general, someone who would have to continue his policies on national security wiretaps and suspected terrorist detainees.
Hollywood is stunned over the hospitalization of actor Owen Wilson, reportedly because of a suicide attempt. Wilson issued a statement seeking privacy, which Us magazine editor Ken Baker says is fueling more rumors.
What's clear is that his statement left open the possibility that all these rumors are true. Even people who are close to him say that he usually is very positive, very optimistic, and for him to all of a sudden have these problems is really a shock.
Access Hollywood reports pictures of his ex-girlfriend Kate Hudson kissing another man just surfaced. If you're taking Lipitor for your cholesterol, you may also be protecting your brain. Researchers found statins can significantly reduce the plaque buildup that leads to Alzheimer's disease. They say it could lead to prevention treatments. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Reggie Bush of the New Orleans Saints. If you live for football like I live for football, all you got to do is switch to Dish Network. Get football 24/7 on the NFL Network on Dish Network.
Get in the game with Dish Network and get over 100 of the hottest channels for only $29.99 a month. Get the best sports and movies in HD with a free HD DVR upgrade and free HD programming for 6 months. Call 1-888-770-DISH today. Offer ends 1/31/08 and is subject to change without notice. Requires $49.99 activation fee and 18-month commitment. Restrictions apply.
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection, and it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. That's peace of mind. Now get 3.9% APR on select Ford or Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. That's just 3.9%. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Offer ends 9/30/07. See dealer for limited warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Facing a shortfall in the recruiting ranks, the U.S. Army is offering enlistment bonuses in a sort of buddy program. ABC's Jim Hickey has the details.
A slickly produced video on the National Guard website speaks the virtues of the Guard.
What I did on active duty, I do the same in the National Guard.
Now the Army is tapping into that same gung-ho spirit to boost enlistment of active duty soldiers. A plan is in the works to award $2,000 per recruit to any National Guard soldier who brings someone into active duty status. The Secretary of the Army says the Guard is to become an important part of the active duty recruiting force.
The Army National Guard, is anyone home?
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Everything is fit to be fried at the State Fair in Texas. Food offered for sale includes deep-fried lattes for breakfast. You can chase that with fried chili pie for lunch and top it off with deep-fried peach cobbler for dessert. No word on whether deep-fried Tums are also available. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, the family of a hit-and-run victim wants the driver to come forward. 23-year-old Candace Owens of Florissant was killed Saturday night on Dunn Road. She had pulled over and gotten out of her car when a vehicle heading eastbound struck her and did not stop. Owens died at the scene. Owens leaves behind a 7-year-old son. Anyone with information about the case is asked to call St. Louis County Police at 314-889-2341. Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich is suing Speaker of the House Michael Madigan. The arguments over the state budget have escalated to the point where Madigan has told lawmakers not to show up at special legislative sessions. Madigan has also convened sessions at different times of day than Blagojevich has ordered. The governor announced yesterday that he is filing suit against his fellow Democrat. Blagojevich says other budget-related issues need attention, but legislators argue that the special sessions are just for show. Finally this hour, Jason Isringhausen has earned 200 saves in a Cardinal uniform. The latest came in Sunday's 4-1 win over the Atlanta Braves. Isringhausen became the team's all-time save leader in 2006, surpassing Lee Smith's total of 160. Isringhausen has posted impressive statistics this season, not allowing a run in 10 2/3 innings in the month of May. He has saved 27 games out of 29 opportunities this season, and his ERA has been below 2 since May 8th. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. There's a lot going on, so let's get right to it. Northbound 170 at Del Mar and Olive, look for road construction is reduced. Two lanes causing slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from 370 through Cave Springs, there's an accident at Cave Springs. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from New Florissant into Graham Hanley, look for delays. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through Mason Road, look for some slowdowns. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the PSB, look for some slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for delays. Northbound 270 at Gravelway and Doherty Ferry, look for slowdowns around the 44 Exchange. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the Landing, look for slowdowns there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, look for some slowdowns there as well. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for heavy, heavy volume there. Hampton south of Oakland at Berthold, those traffic lights aren't working and they're treat them as a four-way stop. Southbound 270 at 70 and Dorset, look for heavy volume. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, look for delays. Northbound 270 at Dorset all the way into 70, look for slowdowns at the 70 Exchange. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, hot, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 90s. This evening, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers, high in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy. Another good shot of showers possible, lows around 70. And Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 72, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me, brother, how can this go?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were
greetings for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brother.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Did I say get up? You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding, Michael.
I didn't get a chance to listen to you this morning, and I'm not listening to you. I was wondering about the Alberto Gonzalez resignation.
Yes.
I still believe that even though he's gone, it still means nothing until Bush is gone. And all the rules that he has put up are eliminated and changed.
I agree. I don't think that it gives a pass to George W. Bush. I think that we need to understand what's happening here. We need to talk about Karl Rove's resignation. We need to talk about Paul Wolfowitz being pushed out of his job. We need to also talk about two of Bush's aides that stepped down. We need to not only talk about this, but continue the examination into why Alberto Gonzalez, why did he resign? He resigned because of his activities, and we need to continue to explore those.
And I think he resigned to cover Bush's behind once again. I think that's all these resignations are, is to cover his behind. Because if they ever come to light, he could be in some serious trouble beyond to what he is in right now.
Very good. Thank you so much. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I do want to let you know that we are going to have some very interesting conversations today on the wake-up call. What happens to a mayor? No, let me put it this way. What happens to an African mayor who develops a relationship with the president of Venezuela? We're going to have a conversation with C. Jack Ellis, the 40th mayor of the city of Macon, Georgia. And that would be the first black mayor in the city's 176-year history. What happens when he develops a relationship with Hugo Chavez? You're going to find out right here on the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock. At FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. And I just want to share with you, if you didn't have a chance to hear me in the 6 o'clock hour, I was approached by a citizen out here because she resonated with the event that's taking place on Thursday, September 6th at the Fire Headquarters, Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor at 6 o'clock on Thursday, September 6th. I talked about a political candidate recruitment forum. That's for all people out there. I don't care if you live in the city. I don't care if you live in the county. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're white. People that need to come out and consider. Bring your resume. There are elections that are coming up. We have aldermanic elections coming up. We have committeemen elections coming up. We have state senate elections. We have state representative elections coming up. We have a mayor's election coming up. And so often, the decisions of who runs for those offices come from people that don't care about our community. Or come from people, imagine a Rodney Hubbard or a Talib Bellarmine selecting who's going to run for the next office. Imagine what kind of person that they would recruit. And oftentimes within the political process, because enough of us do not step forward and immerse ourselves and make ourselves part of this political process, you have a Talib Bellarmine who's taken $40,000 from a white Republican conservative to influence what happens in North St. Louis. They get bought off in his first year. He didn't even know where the bathroom is yet up in Jefferson City. But he knew where the checkbook was for a white Republican who has plans and designs on controlling North St. Louis or any of St. Louis. Any of St. Louis. The political process so often is who participates in the political process is so often determined by people like Talib Bellarmine. Well, we got to change that. And I was contacted by a woman who was moved by this forum that's going to take place on August 6th for people to come that are interested in running for office. I'm talking about you retirees. I'm talking about you 25-year-olds. I'm talking about you 45-year-olds. Come out to this political candidate recruitment forum. And I want you to just listen to the passion of this woman who is so concerned about what's happening in her community and the fact that she will be at this political candidate recruitment forum.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at Fire's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there. And I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree. And I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
And every time I hear that that spot, those words from a concerned citizen out here, it underscores for me. It makes it real for me how people want change in their community and don't know how to go about it. And when they find a way that they feel that can help bring change in their community, how they connect to it. So I'm going to underscore that concerned citizens, a plea to you. Please come out on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock to 1020 North Taylor. We're looking for a few good people. to run for office. And you don't have to make a decision, but come out. We're going to give you some information about how it's done, the possibilities, the options, the opportunities that exist out there, what it takes. Let's change the condition that let's change this. Let's change the condition of politics in the city of St. Louis. And I'm talking about county, too. I'm talking about North St. Louis. I'm talking about South St. Louis. I'm talking about Central West. And I'm talking about every place in the city of St. Louis, every place in the St. Louis region. You want to run statewide? Come out to this political candidate recruitment forum. It's the first of its kind that I know of. I know all the recruitment I know has been going on behind the closed doors, behind the scenes. And look at what we got. I mean, there's some good ones. I want to underscore there are some good ones out there. And there's some ones that shouldn't be there anymore. And there's some ones that should never have been there. And there's some new ones that need to be there. Political candidate recruitment, whether you live in the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth, the 11th, the 12th, the 30th, 40th, 50th, 60th, 70th, 80th, 90th, 20th, all the way through 27th ward. If you live in North County, come on out and bring somebody with you. Bring your resume because we want to talk to you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Brown?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Yeah, I'm sort of disturbed your subject. But what I wanted to ask actually was about this war. How is it paid for? And who is paying for it? And what can we do not to be paying for it?
Well, it's being paid for with your tax dollars.
And so is it a way that I can avoid paying for this war?
Other than electing people that will not continue to cut a check for this war, there are some people out there that are not paying their taxes because of that. That's something that you would take at your own risk?
Yeah, I thought maybe there's a way that I can actually avoid maybe things to buy that I don't have to buy, that I can prevent my money going there.
No, not that I can think of. There are businesses out there that have gotten extraordinary, no big contracts, and are doing horrible work. That is true. There are businesses out there that have done that and gotten that. And I would not support those types of businesses. But for the most part, the average citizen doesn't have access to buying products from one of these Halliburton types of companies. The thing that the average citizen can do in terms of not wanting any more of their tax money to be spent on this war is to elect or to work on people who are elected to stop getting Congress to cut the check for this war.
So within this candidate, is it somebody that actually against this war that won't support it? I mean, won't let my money go to the war?
Are there elected officials that are in opposition to this war? Is that what your question is?
Yeah, I mean, in the running candidate, is there anyone that actually will prevent my money from going to the war?
I'm not. Are you talking about the presidential race?
Yeah.
I am not. Well, there is. Dennis Kucinich says that he wouldn't.
So he's the only one, right?
He's the only one that's clear that he would not cut another check to the Iraq war.
Oh, okay.
And he's the only one that has voted against every appropriation for the Iraq war.
Okay.
All right?
All right, sure, thanks.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Southbound 270 at Page and Olive. Look for an accident. Center lane's blocked at south of Olive. Westbound 44 between 270 and Soccer Park. Look for a disabled vehicle. That's at Soccer Park. Look for stop-and-go traffic as a result. Westbound 270 from 370 through, or 367 through Washington Elizabeth. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through Mason Road. Look for delays. Westbound 5570 from the 64 merge into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for slow traffic. Northbound 270 at Tesson Ferry and Doherty Ferry, slow traffic around the 44 Exchange. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way across the span into Laclede's Landing, look for slow traffic. Northbound 170 from Del Mar through Olive, look for road construction reduced to two lanes, expect slow traffic. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue to the 5570 split, look for your normal delays for rush hour. Southbound 367 at Parker Road, there's an accident reported. Eastbound 40 from Ballas through McKnight, look for delays. And northbound Illinois Route 3, that ramp from Monsanto onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slowdowns there. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny skies. Hot with a high in the upper 90s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 70s. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers during the day with a high in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low around 70. And Thursday, look forward to partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 69 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 72. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Around the world, around the and, world behind, the and story. Behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
I ran away today, ran from the noise, ran away. Don't want to go back to that place, but don't have no choice, no way. It ain't easy growing up in World War III. Never know what love could be that I've seen. I don't want love to destroy me like it did my family.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Oh, Liz?
Yes.
I just reading about this judge that's going to try, Michael Vick.
Uh-huh.
You are taking your chances here, Hudson warned Vick. You will have to live with whatever decision I make. But they think this is a scandal. You wasn't here, Liz, when this happened. They had some greyhound dogs down in Tennessee, Memphis, that was racing. You know, racing dogs, try to catch Blue Rabbit on the rail. The way they did those dogs when they couldn't race anymore, it was make this look like an angel. It made Michael Vick look like an angel, what they did, those greyhound dogs. And you can check this out because you got the computer and everything. You can check it. It was in the late 80s. I'm quite sure it was in the late 80s. I'm 78 years old. I mean, a whole lot of crap about dogs and racing and everything like that there. But these greyhounds were treated like rats
mm-hmm.
when they couldn't race anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And far as Michael Vick doing this here, yeah, he was wrong. But after all, he's 27 years old.
There you go.
Tyson got destroyed at 27 years old.
Oh.
Ali got destroyed at 27 years old.
Interesting.
That's right. All you got to do is check it. And when they come back, they're not fitting for nothing.
Interesting.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you for that. Interesting. 1-877-920. Interesting. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Bill.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
This situation with Michael Vick, the man has pleaded guilty, and he's trying to take care of his business. But let's focus on the People for Society Against the Cruelty Prevention of Animals and PETA, Petra, whoever they may be. During the Civil War, the Confederates used dogs to initiate attacks against the black soldiers, thinking that they would run because they knew that blacks were fearful of how dogs had been used against them during slavery on the plantation and things like that. Also, with these dogs, Ms. Brown, you're an attorney. When you're walking down the street and someone has a dog on a leash and this dog approaches you, what are you supposed to do? Tell people to get the dog away from you or what?
Okay, so help me with the wrap it up.
You're walking down the street, someone has a dog on a leash, and this dog runs up to you in a threatening position. What are you supposed to do?
I know someone whose daughter was just chased down the street by a dog yesterday when she was coming home from school.
Right.
Okay.
Can you call the police or what?
Apparently, you can call the police, and the police they can go get the dogs. They can put the dogs in. They can kill the dogs.
Okay. Now, what about the dogs that were used against black people over in South Africa and the dogs that were used against black people in the cities in the 60s and the 70s down south, how the dogs were the attack focus for the police departments.
Mm.
Where's the people for the society against the cruelty the animals on this position?
Mm. Okay, I
hear
you.
We have a history of dogs attacking us.
Mm-hmm. And in other words, where's the anger? Where's the fury? Where's
exactly.
where's the comments about the misuse of dogs?
When we saw our black women attacked by dogs in Alabama and Mississippi.
Well, how about the concept of training dogs to attack human beings, period?
Sure, we figured that out years ago when I was a young man. We would walk past the police cars and they would always get into an angry position if you were black.
Mm.
They were trained.
Yes, they were.
Right.
Yes, they are.
You have a good day.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Before you get to your Vic comment, can I ask you about the political candidate recruitment form? What do you think of that?
I'm going to pull a couple of people in there screaming and hollering.
I mean, isn't that something that we need?
We need it. We absolutely need it. Bring everybody that's decent.
And when you heard the voice of that woman from the Third Ward, what did you think?
Well, that there's much needed. There are many needed things in the community in Ward 3. You know, but in mine, too, all over.
All right.
We need some good people.
All right, go ahead.
With Vicks, you know, I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm very angry at him, very angry. But, you know, I'll tell you something. In those things that you fear, dogs and whatever, you have to overcome them. And I don't think we need to use a lot of excuses, because what Vic should have done as soon as they blamed him was to take some money and hide it, because when he get out, he might be homeless, because the lawyer's going to kill him.
Mm.
But you know what? They can't correct this. Too many people love animals. He's not gonna get over this.
And here's the thing. I don't know if it's about love of animals at all. I'm not convinced that it's that at all, Dee. I'm not convinced that we're hearing the howls from people that care about animals, because and if they do, I can't hear that when I don't hear the howls that when we have human beings that are murdered in the street. I don't.
Right.
The rage that I'm hearing, the tone of the rage. Now, this is not quantifiable. This is something that I feel when I hear this rage. It's the same rage that I've heard directed at people of African descent.
Right.
Irrespective of the things that they have done or stand accused of doing. This is an ancient rage that I'm hearing. This is not love of animals. It's an ancient rage directed at people of African descent and their things. Because this is a fine black man, okay? This is a good-looking black man.
Yes,
good-looking
that he shouldn't have had the need to gamble.
To the world.
What I'd really like for people to do is take a lesson from this. Because when black people are so very successful, they have to adhere to the letter of the law. And still they can get in trouble. But, I mean, when you're doing something that's not right or ethical, you're going to be caught. So when you're rich and you're making good money, don't make foolish decisions like Vic did.
Well, and also we have to take the other lesson out of this, that the rage that will be directed at you will always be an ancient rage, whether you have done anything or not.
Yes, right. That's why I say, even
okay.
If you adhere to the letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, doctor.
All right. Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Madison.
Good morning to you, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Dr. Brown, sorry, my bad.
That's all right.
My bad.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to make a quick comment about Vic. You know, I agree with the last caller. You know, when you get to a certain level, or when you're not at a certain level, you have to adhere to the law, as you know. But it's always a convenient excuse to take us and crucify us even more so when it comes to something that's convenient for them. And, you know, I look at Michael Vick, and I feel sorry for Michael Vick. I always thought there was some situations with Michael Vick. I always thought that something was going on with him a little deeper than we would know. But at the end of the day, they should just find Michael Vick, maybe make him make a big donation to an animal shelter and call it a day.
Well, you know, why would they kill his career?
Right.
Why
would
they kill his career?
At the end of the day.
I mean, and at the end of the day, nobody, no other white quarterback would have been treated in this way. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day. And you know what? I'm not a Leonard Little, I'm not a Leonard Little fan, but he killed somebody and is able to play on a Sunday. So, you know, I just think it's hypocritical because Michael Vick was such a figure. You know, all the things they're doing as far as, you know, taking his, you know, monumental things off the shelves and giving the shelters his jersey for the dogs to lay on. I mean, that's just crazy.
You know, I wish they cared about human beings like that.
I wish they did, too. So
all
thank
right.
you and have a wonderful day.
Take care of yourself. And this is a wonderful opportunity. We have a new advertiser on the Wake Up Call that wants you to read. Okay, you need to understand where this ancient rage comes from, and I have a wonderful place for you to start. 62 publishers have refused to publish this book, Bruce Petty's debut novel, An All-American Deal. Why? Because in this piece of fiction, we have the United States declaring that white supremacy rules America. That comes from the United States. All people of African descent who want to go to Africa can, at Uncle Sam's expense. There is a black East St. Louis billionaire, Jonathan Q, and his wife, Emily. Who is his wife? Well, she's an assassin. This is a book that they did not want to publish and they don't want you to read. I say go read it. An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. You can get it at the Knowledge Center. You can get it at Left Bank Books. You can get it at the NOI Information Center. You can get it at Ujamaa. You need to pick up this book. They don't want you to see it. 62 major publishers refuse to publish this book. Why? Because of what it says inside. An All-American Deal by Bruce Petty. Pick it up. Pick it up at the Knowledge Center, Left Bank Books, NOI Information Center at Ujamaa. Come on now. Pick it up. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone. All righty. 1-877-920-WGNU. I guess we'll take a break right about now. And when we come back, we'll get to all of you that want to talk. All of you on the line. Stay with me. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward. And every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock. At FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryan.
Satin and silk, my white cotton feels so good. Search high and low for a place where I can lay my burdens down. Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like the peace that I have found. The little things and the joy they bring.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Greg.
Hey, how's it going?
Outstanding.
Hey, I was listening to you and the Michael Vick thing in the comments, and I kind of don't agree with some of the stuff that's being said. Specifically that this is about dogs and only about dogs. And that as an end result, Michael Vick shouldn't be in trouble because it's only about dogs and him being a black man. I'm black. I'm mad as hell at Michael Vick. What are there, 3 quarterbacks in the NFL? He's one of those 3. And he does something so dumb that I want to beat him with a stick across the back of his head until he says, I quit.
So you want to respond with violence and criticizing somebody that's also responding with violence.
I'm actually being sarcastic as to how mad I am about him.
Okay. And I don't know that you're hearing exactly what I am saying. Okay. I understand and I appreciate your frustration and your anger at someone who, a 26-year-old who looks like they've thrown away their whole life. Okay, and that did not appreciate all of his responsibility as a person of African descent in that role. I get that, and I feel that too. I do. I feel that. But I think that we would be irresponsible in, while we are examining what is happening to Michael Vick, if we do not factor into what is happening to Michael Vick, the fact that his career is going to be eliminated. I know as a person that was a criminal defense attorney, I know that a prosecutor can bring any kind of charge he wants to or not bring any kind of charge he wants to. I know that a prosecutor in the federal courts can advocate for a certain sentence or not advocate. I know a judge can decide to come down hard on one case and decide not to come down hard on one case. I know that people can say that this, we need to be angry about this. We need to send a message about that. You can't treat dogs like this. I know that those people are not normally listened to because we have all kinds of cruelty to animal things going on this country that are not, people that are not arrested every single day of the week. And when I say that I recognize the rage that is pushing this, I do recognize it. Did you ever see the movie Rosewood?
Yeah.
Okay, there's this one scene in Rosewood where there's a little old white guy sitting on his porch, rocking back and forth on his rocker and shaving wood, whittling on wood and spitting tobacco. And he's looking up at the houses, the prosperous houses of the black people that live in Rosewood. And he says, you know, one of them got a piano in his house. I'd have to work my whole life to get a piano. It just don't seem right. And they burn Rosewood down because of their obsession and fixation on black men's things. And I think that we would be remiss.
I've lived that before. I've had a guy ask me how I can afford a Corvette and he can't.
Well,
I'm down with you on that.
But we have my I don't think.
Hey, I gotta go to work. So let me get this in real quick, and then you can go to somebody else.
Well, thank you for telling me how to handle my show.
About the fact that Michael Vick's had a gambling ring, because you know they gambled on those dogs, right? Why can't this be about the fact that maybe Michael Vick's made a mistake and hid some money from the IRS? We haven't said anything about any of those things. We want to simply say
you haven't heard anything that I've said. You're not listening intently.
I gotta go to work.
Yeah, okay, all right, go to work and listen. Go to work and listen. Why do you use this as an opportunity to beat up on people of African descent? I'm always curious about people that when something like this happens, that they want to go so far to demonstrate that I'm a law and order person, that you're going to denigrate people of African descent in your effort to show how mad you are at this person of African descent. You ain't never going to get me to do nothing like that, ever, ever. You ain't never going to get me to do anything as self-loathing as that. Mm-mm. It's not an opportunity to beat up on people of African descent. This is an opportunity to describe the world that we live in America every day. This is about a rage that is hundreds of years old, because for real, America don't care about dogs and America don't care about animals. And if you have any question about that, all you got to do is go to a chicken farm, a cow farm, or go to a greyhound racetrack. They shoot horses, don't they? You don't care. America doesn't care about animals. They care about black men's things. Was Michael Vick wrong? Of course he was wrong. I ain't going to hop up on his big, black, beautiful back to beat people that look like me. I'm clear on the rage, the foundation of the rage of this. And it's not about any illegality. It's about 200 million other things that are green and black. And one thing, that black. You're on a wake-up call.
Liz, I'm thankful to God that you put me on after that gentleman. My brother, I hope you really listen to me and listen to me very well. Point one. The prosecuting attorney gave three people immunity so that they will testify against Michael Vick.
Does he care about dogs?
That's the point one right there.
Does he care about dogs?
Pardon me, Ms. Liz?
Does he care about dogs? How are you going to give him immunity?
He didn't care nothing about a dog, did he?
And they're the ones that put the electrodes to the animals. They're the ones that actually killed the animals. Help
there
me.
You There you go. And Liz, you gotta remember this point right here. Michael Vick is rich. Who knows when the last time he was at that house? Michael, that is not, he doesn't live like you and me. That's not the only house he owns. So see, that's something that people need to stop and realize.
Well, he live at this house where this gambling going on. Please, please, please. It wasn't anything to him. It wasn't anything. He is a stupid 26-year-old. Wasn't anything. And tell me where's the rage at the men that were let off from that actually killed the animals? Oh no, they focusing on Michael Vick.
No, they've got a plea bargain. And as far as this PETA situation is concerned, let me see. I think PETA came up missing. Let's see, when those six guys were prosecuted in Louisiana. Where was PETA people? They didn't want to talk about people.
Mm.
They didn't want to talk about fair treatment of black people.
Mm.
Let's see. When that black gentleman in Georgia was convicted of sexual crime against a white girl, I'm not even going to get into it, but we all know what happened with that situation in Georgia. Where was PETA? Where was their love for people? care less about a person, to, especially if they're black. Please,
here,
my foot.
Here's the thing. Well, I think that it is fair to say that PETA is an organization that professes to have a focus on animals. They're entitled to have a focus on animals. And, you know, I don't expect every organization to come out and vigorously push or prosecute or be involved in every issue, because that makes you a weaker organization. Focus on your issue. I get that. But the Americans that are hopping on this concern about the dogs, false. It's a red herring. It is not the reason why people are angry.
It doesn't have a thing to do with
the
dogs,
Liz. No, it doesn't. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone. Quickly, car phone. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, quickly, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not on a car phone. Good morning, Dr. Braun. I just wanted to say PETA didn't make this much of a stink when I believe it was 2002 or 2003. After midnight, someone that worked for them went undercover in one of the Pilgrim Prize plant that supplies KFC, Schnucks, and other stores with their chicken. These men, white men, on this assembly line, were stomping these chickens, and they weren't 110 pounds. They were 250 pounds, and no one ever said anything about it. And they wonder why the bones of the chicken is black.
There you go.
That's all I want to say.
Take care of yourself. Bye. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
They're more poor than ever.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU.
Replace outgoing Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. ABC's Ann Compton says naming a possible replacement won't be an easy task for the president.
With only a year left for this Bush administration, the president might have a hard time convincing a sitting senator like Joe Lieberman of Connecticut or Orrin Hatch of Utah to resign and take the job of Attorney General. Another trap would be naming a current cabinet member like Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, who would then have to be replaced, putting another nominee through the Senate ringer. Ann Compton, ABC News, Washington.
Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig is denying wrongdoing in connection with an arrest at Minneapolis Airport after a complaint of lewd conduct in a public bathroom. He has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor. Another delay in the search for six men trapped in a Utah coal mine for over 3 weeks. Bad weather is postponing efforts to drop a robotic camera into the mountain. Meanwhile, a phone call made the day of the collapse is shedding new light on the tragedy. ABC's Jim Hickey explains.
Reporting a small earthquake.
From the beginning, mine owner Bob Murray insisted the cave-in was caused by an earthquake. And indeed, a seismologist at the University of Utah informed the local sheriff he was getting quake-like readings.
This is a 4.0.
But even then, the seismologist suspected it was not an actual earthquake.
It looks like it might be a coal mining related event.
Meantime, bad weather has delayed another long shot effort to find the missing miners. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
It's a coffee clash of the titans. Maxwell House and Folgers are squaring off in a brewing battle over a plastic container. Procter & Gamble, makers of Folgers, is suing Kraft for selling Maxwell House in a similar resealable plastic container. P&G says it infringes on its patents. This is ABC News.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long, and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
Want to get your business noticed? Maybe you need to stand out more. At the Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot, you can print or engrave your logo on business cards, letterhead, and envelopes, and on thousands of promotional products, including apparel, pens, and more. And if you don't have a logo, Office Depot can help you create one. Help your business get noticed. Stop by Office Depot, and we'll show you how. Office Depot, taking care of business.
South Park has a new 3-year lease on life. ABC's David Blaustein explains.
South Park continues to be the most groundbreaking, irreverent show on TV.
We could turn the homeless into tires.
Now creators Matt Stone and Trey Parker have cut a groundbreaking deal with Comedy Central. Besides splitting ad revenue 50-50, they will team up to create SouthParkStudios.com. The site will be used as a proving ground for new content, which could wind up on TV and also give Parker and Stone a chance to do more with their South Park characters. The New York Times reports that the deal will net Parker and Stone $75 million over the next 4 years. David Blaustein, ABC News.
Sanjaya didn't win American Idol, but he certainly got the nation's attention with his wild hairdos and talent-defying progress on the show. And he did win the Best Male Reality Star at the Teen Choice Awards. The show also won Best Reality Show, and Ryan Seacrest won an award, but it had nothing to do with Idol. He won the award for Best Hissy Fit in the movie Knocked Up. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, police have arrested a driver who crashed into a sidewalk and hit two high school students. 35-year-old Mark Taylor has been charged in the crash that injured the Clyde Miller Academy students on Friday just before noon. 18-year-old Alicia Bailey is in critical condition. 19-year-old Tyrone Hamilton has been released from the hospital. Police say Taylor was driving at a high rate of speed when he lost control of his truck. Taylor tried to run away, but witnesses restrained him until police arrived. Taylor has also been charged with drug possession and was seen using narcotics shortly before the crash. A federal judge has blocked Missouri's new abortion law. U.S. District Judge Autry Smith granted a request from Planned Parenthood for a temporary injunction. The new law would have taken effect today. It would have brought more abortion clinics under the state's stricter requirements for surgical facilities. Judge Smith says he will hold a hearing in September to decide whether to grant a permanent injunction. Finally this hour, Torrey Holt is still recovering from knee surgery. The Rams wide receiver had the surgery 6 months ago to repair torn cartilage in his right knee. He says the joint is currently about 70 or 80%, and he may not be completely healthy in time for the Rams' regular season opener on September 9th. Holt is still experiencing some swelling and soreness in the knee and did not play in Friday's preseason game in Oakland. Holt is a six-time Pro Bowler, but skipped last year's Pro Bowl to have the operation. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Southbound 270 from St. Charles Rock Road through Olive. It is a mess. Stop and go. Look for an accident that's been cleared south of Olive, but you've got a lot of delays there. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for an accident in opposing lanes. It's causing some slowdowns there. Northbound 270 at Manchester all the way into Ladue. Look for stop-and-go traffic from south of Ladue, and it's on the shoulder and has it blocked. Westbound 70 at Air Flight and St. Charles Rock Road. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident. Two lanes blocked just west of St. Charles Rock Road. Two right lanes, so expect some delays there. Westbound 40 from Hampton through 170. There's an accident. Right lanes blocked just east of 170. Look for delays. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and 5570 split. Look for slowdowns. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight. Look for traffic to be easing finally this hour there. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason Road. Look for a heavy volume there. Westbound 270 from 367 through Washington Elizabeth. Look for delays at this hour. Eastbound 70 from K through 70 or through Mid Rivers Mall. Look for slow traffic. And northbound 270 at Gravois and Doherty Ferry, look for the normal slowdowns around the 44 exchange. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is slow across that span into the landing. And northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for heavy volume going on there. There is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, hot, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 90s. This evening, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. For Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers, high in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, low around 70. And Thursday, partly sunny, with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 75 and partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your Traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello, how you doing this morning, Mrs. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
Miss Brown, that's St. Diddy, all right? That's Miss Brown, not Mrs. Brown. Miss Brown, that's right.
All right.
Okay, how you doing today?
I'm outstanding.
Boy, you know this MAGA big thing. That's something else, isn't it? What I mean by that, I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. You know, everybody talking about they're so worried about them dogs. Now, the thing about those boxers, those are pit bulls, right?
Okay.
Now, them pit bulls, that's a bred dog to fight. And who bred those dogs, or who bred those dogs? The Europeans, white man raised them dogs to fight, to kill. And to be killed. That's what they now. This young man who coming up, who really is breaking in on the white boys. Let me respect him. White folk ground is a quarterback, and football is a white man's job. And he coming in. He's good at it. He better at it. He's better physical fit than anybody so far as I know. Ever been a quarterback. And he got the mind to do it too. He got the ability to do the physical shape and everything. And that's really why they want to get him out there. That's all that's about. Control. They don't want him to get control, to be a good role model for kids. If they worry about role model, all this killing they done for years, how the devil can they worry about somebody killing somebody, a dog, when they, like you said, they kill chickens, they kill everything else. They hunt, they kill, and kill people when they get ready. How can they be worried about talking about their law now?
Thanks for your call.
Yes, using that law for convenience. That's all they're convenient to bring down a black man. Why don't they just tell the truth? I literally, these white folks got venom. They got evil in their eyes. They look like the devil when they talk about that man.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. I got about 3 points. First of all, they are just dogs. I think America got this fetish with these dogs is out of their mind. Don't get me wrong. I like a pretty little face every now and then. I see it. But they are dogs. To take a man and put him in jail, they want to put this man in jail for 5 years, Liz.
I know. It's ridiculous.
For dogs.
Well, no. Let's be clear. They want to put him in jail, but not the guys who actually did it to the dogs. They're not going to jail. They're not going to jail for 95 years.
Liz, and you made a point. The horse racing, the dog racing, and let's not leave out boxing, where the human toll is much greater mentally, if not later on in their life.
Or let's just talk about it. Let's talk about it from the perspective of America is the most violent nation on the face of the earth. It truly
right.
is. It truly is. We have more guns than any other country, just about any other country, and we have more guns than any other industrialized country. We have more violence in this country than any other, comparatively speaking, than any other industrialized country. Name a video game that doesn't involve you killing somebody. This is a violent, violent, violent nation. So to hear this moral outrage about all the violence to the dogs, you know, you need to talk to somebody else, because for real, y'all don't care about violence. Because you'd care about a whole lot of other stuff if you did.
Let me put this on the watch. They sent men down in a hole 4 miles, Liz, to look for coal that they could have mined on top of the ground. Then the mine caves in. Then they don't want to make the hole to go get them. America has got to be crazy.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We'll be back.
Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Previously on the Slow Ranger program.
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU. A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake-Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Ike.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Just talking about Michael Vick, it's very simple. I think this is an excuse, for as I'm concerned, to get rid of a talented black quarterback because the city of Atlanta, to me, has never been black to me, but personally. Even all the mayors came through there, like Maynard Jackson, and I've lived through all that stuff and seen them and come and go. So this is just an excuse, I think, just get rid of the black talented brother and get a white player in there. It ain't about these dogs and stuff, but look at, like you say, Rosewood. They killed us as slaves. They murdered us and still doing it in other countries and stuff. So I'm upset with Vic, but he's a brother. He looks just like me. And I just think it was a too harsh punishment. They could fine him or just say, hey, you no longer play here. Let somebody pick him up. That's the way it should have been.
All right now.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. And, folks, don't forget, we have some wonderful advertisers here on the Wake-Up Call, and I want you to take advantage of all of them because without them we wouldn't be here. How about this? Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar, right there in the loop. You got your Chicago dogs, your chili dogs, your St. Louis dog, your Kraut dog, your Reuben dog, your pizza dog, your cheese dog, your chili cheese dog, your Hawaiian dog, and the All-American dog. Get on down to Archie's right there at 6277 Del Mar. And breakfast is served all day long. You have everything else there as well. Get on down to Archie's. You can call ahead and have your order waiting for you at Archie's All-American Cafe. Check out lunch. And then don't forget on Friday. Friday is Fish Friday. From 5 o'clock to midnight, fish is fried at Archie's All-American Cafe, 6277 Del Mar, in the loop. That's in the loop. Give him a call, give him a visit, and tell him, I told you to. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the Wake-Up Call.
Hi there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Lady from the east side.
From the east side.
From the east side. This whole Michael Vick situation, Liz, sister, you bring it clearer than anyone that I have heard as far as being fair and balanced on reporting. That's part of your struggle, because you are fair, you are balanced, and you're straight to the point, and you pull no punches. Now, everybody can see that this is a modern-day witch hunt. Because of the status this young man have, as you say, that beautiful big black back, I'm not going to sit up there and jump on him.
No, I'm not.
He's 26 years old, even if he was 40.
Mm-hmm.
They shoot race horses. After they're done with them and done with race dogs, they shoot them in the head. And some people have vets around to euthanize the animal. But that's not the point. Why would you sit up here and destroy a young man's whole career that's trying to give back to his community, that's still learning the ropes of discipline and dealing with all this money and high prestige? You know, we could say coulda, woulda, shoulda, and what he should have done. What about the people who actually committed the crime?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if he had knowledge of it, you don't sit up there and try to take 5 years of his man's life.
Why did they pick him? Okay? There was a choice involved there. We're going to pick the most culpable people or use the most culpable people or the least culpable person. There was a choice involved there, and why that choice? And the choice that was made is because it's Michael Vick, and there's an ancient rage directed towards him and black men's things. Period. Dot.
Right on, sister. You hit it on the head. And the same thing, just like they were so outraged because of the wardrobe malfunction with Janet Jackson. But yet you could sit up there and see Madonna tongue kiss with the other young lady on stage.
Wait a minute. How about Girls Gone Wild?
Oh, my God.
That is one of the most tragic, obscene, it's porn of babies. It's porn of babies. These young women that are allowing themselves, that are participating in their own self-destruction and in their own acts of self-loathing, and there's no outrage about, we're talking wardrobe misfunction. There ain't no wardrobe misfunction in Girls Gone Wild. That's an intentional act. For real.
You know what, Liz? And also, there's a song in reggae by Lee Scratch Perry called Animal Rights Come First. When do animal rights or existence? I don't believe in cruelty to animals. But come on, you're pushing it over the line when you sit up there and take a person's freedom or livelihood away.
Wait a minute, and not the persons that actually did the crime.
I know, that's right. Someone very special would love to say something to you. One moment.
Good morning, Liz Brown.
Good morning. How are you?
I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you for listening.
This is Jariel.
Hi, Jariel. How are you?
Fine. I'm fine.
Good for you. How old are you now?
10.
Good for you. Thank you so much, sweetie, for listening.
Bye, Liz.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Y'all have a good day. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. We have much business to tend to. Let's do a little break here. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'll be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic. Southbound 270 between St. Charles Rock Road and Dorset. Stop and go traffic due to an earlier accident. Westbound 44 from Bowles all the way into Antire. Look for an accident at Antire Road is causing stop and go traffic. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. There's accidents in the opposing lanes. Look for stop and go traffic. Northbound 270 from Manchester through Ladue, look for delays. due to an accident. The shoulder's blocked. That's south of Ladue, westbound 70 from 170 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays there. Two lanes are blocked. The two right lanes is west of St. Charles Rock Road. That's due to an accident. And westbound 40 between Hampton and 170. That accident's been cleared east of 70. Look for slowdowns. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for delays. Northbound 270 from Gravoy through Doherty Ferry. Look for slowdowns. Westbound 5570 from 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Very slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank into the landing. Look for delays. And eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slowdowns. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for delays there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a quick look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, mostly sunny, hot, highs in the upper 90s. This evening, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers, highs in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, mostly cloudy, lows around 70. There's a good chance for showers Wednesday evening. Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Currently, we have 75 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 78. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward. And every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The World Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I've got something I want to talk about. yeah. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd.
Is my world. Don't you come up messing with my world. My name is Liz Brown, and I just want to underscore the commercial that we played in the last hour. We need new blood in this whole political process. While there are some good elected officials out there, we need some folks. We need to stop letting people like Talladega El-Amin pick our elected officials. I was horrified with some names that I've been told about people that are going to be running for some of the committee ships and some of the aldermanic seats. We need to roll up our sleeves and get fully involved in this. Get fully involved in this process. And that's why it's so important. I want all y'all to come. Bring your resumes. Whether you live on the north side, the south side, whether you live in the county, we need political candidates for our elections. And we're going to hold the very first political candidate recruitment forum the 6th of September at 6 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. Plan on being there. Plan on bringing your resume. You retired, come on down. You 25, come on down. You 35, you 45, you 55, come on down. And plug in and change, let's change the world that we live in because we've got to. We've got to. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good
How you
morning.
Doing?
I'm outstanding.
I wore my Michael Vick jersey to work yesterday.
All right now.
Yep, I sure did. And I had people come up to me, whoa, you shouldn't be wearing this and that. And I just looked at them. And every time somebody said something to me about the Michael Vick jersey, I would just say to them, we have murdered a million people in Iraq, and I don't see you or anybody else in this building standing up and saying anything about it, but you're worrying about some dogs.
No, and remember, they're not worried about dogs either because the guys who did it to the dogs got immunity.
That's true.
Okay, so you just want Vic's black things. That's all.
That's it, and I love that point. I heard you talking about that earlier.
All right now.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I just don't understand them, you know.
I mean,
how many dogs have we bombed in Iraq? We killed a bunch of dogs.
I bet we did. Thanks for your call.
How's it going, 877-920-WGNU.
You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When Michael Vick was first accused of cruelty to animals, I then said that he was innocent until proven guilty. And now that he has pled guilty to a few charges, and he did not plead guilty to gambling. Let's get that straight. It would serve no purpose for him to be sentenced to any time in jail. He would be better off with probation and community service, and some of the services that he could do would be to go around to grade schools, high schools, and universities, and talking to the young people about the things that happened to him and to prevent them possibly from going down the same road. And these children would listen to him because of his stature. And he still has people who appreciate him.
Lots of people.
And I'm one of them.
All right.
And I would like to say it's not about the dogs. These people don't care about these dogs. Did you hear any outrage when this poison dog food that was made from China killed thousands of dogs and some cats? I didn't hear any PETA or any of these organizations coming out.
Oh, I heard people. There were people that were upset about it, but it doesn't seem to have the same fury. There's a special kind of fury attached to the rage directed at Michael Vick.
I know, and what about the people who went to witness this blood sport? You don't hear anything about that.
Well, I just want the people that actually did it to the dogs. If people care about the dogs, they should be the ones that are in jail, and they don't even know their names.
You know, I smell a rat, too, because I don't know. I know some of your listeners might know the person, but they raided some rap executive's home and apparently dug up some dogs at his house, and he's rich, too. So I know some of your listening audience know who I'm talking about. He's a rich person.
Thanks for your call, Christine.
You're welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. Sam.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning.
I feel like this here. We can get mad at Michael Vick. Okay, he lied. Or what? You got a nut in the White House that lied. He lied about the guy at FEMA doing such a good job, and Katrina still messed up. He lied about Gonzalez.
He lied to get us into a war where millions of people are dead.
Yeah. And think about it. Nobody's outraged at him. Like, I mean, okay, O.J. got off. Kobe got off. Michael Jackson got off. What do those three guys have in common? They're all black.
And they have a special rage directed at them.
Always.
A special
rage. In America, I just hope black folks don't turn on him, because it would be the worst thing.
That's not our history. It's not our history. It's not our history.
I think the man deserves a second chance. If you can give Lohan one day in jail, and you can give Nicole Richie 98 minutes in jail.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about Scooter Libby.
No jail. Pardon.
Where's Floyd? Let's see George Bush pardon Vic.
Yeah.
Why didn't George Bush pardon Vic?
Yeah.
If Scooter Libby doesn't have to go to jail for treason.
Oh.
Okay, then and he gets pardoned for treason and an apology from the president. Where's Boy George on a pardon for Vic?
Tell me about it.
All
that's
right
what,
now.
That's what we need.
Hey. All right. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Dimitri.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm going to try to collect my anger here. The hypocritical white outrage against Michael Vick. Could I talk about the ultimate violence against animals?
All right, talk about it.
For those people who eat dead flesh between buns at McDonald's, this is aimed at them. And let them think about this every time they bite into one of those sandwiches. Farm animals are fattened up because the fatter they are, the more money they get, so there's greater profit in them. They're sent to a slaughterhouse, and the thing that happens to them at the slaughterhouse are chains put around their rear legs, and then a plate is placed against their head, and a huge volt of electricity renders them unconscious. And the reason for doing that, they don't want to kill them until they get them up on the rack, and then they cut their throats and let them bleed to death in order to drain all the blood out of them.
Let their heart do the pumping to get the blood out.
Absolutely. And if this isn't the most vicious, violent act against animals,
chickens have their toes cut off, their beaks cut off. They're stuffed into cages with other chickens in squalor, in filth. Pigs sit around in their filth and grow fat. We put all kinds of chemicals and torture animals. You want to talk about foie gras? Want to talk about how that is done, where there are tubes that are stuck down birds' throats and food is forced down them in order to fatten their liver so that people can eat their liver? Come on. Come on.
And Liz, these people who are outraged, I have to stop and think that they're making their stomachs cemeteries for dead animals.
There you go. Making their stomachs cemeteries for dead animals. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, Liz, how you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah. You know, I'm so grateful, you know, that, you know, we have a show like yours, you know, and you know, standing up like you are and everything and stuff. And, you know, it's so wonderful, you know, and I can't bless my lucky stars for the fact that, you know, hey, this is a show for people. Okay?
All right. Thank
and,
you.
And, you know, I'm just, you know, just want to let you know, that, hey, there's people out here got your back, and it better not be nothing else going on and stuff like that, because, you know, this is what time it is. You understand where I'm coming from?
All right. Well, I certainly hope to see you at the political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th.
You know, and everybody can bring their fat resumes like that. But
that's
you know
right.
what? Bring your heart.
Bring your heart. Well,
bring your heart now. You know, don't just come with me talking about I graduated from Yale and Harvard and all that. You got a fool up there, man.
That's not the. And I guess I need to be clearer on that. I'm not talking about a resume that says that you went to Harvard. I'm talking about a resume that says, you know what, I was out there on Highway 70. Okay, my resume was I was out there at every meeting that we had for our public schools. You know what? My resume says I've been up to Jefferson City. My resume says that this is my plan for people of African descent.
Bring your heart.
Bring your heart and your plan.
And you know, as far as this Michael Vick thing going like that, man, like I said, you know, it's stuff going on like that all the time, you know, in the hood and stuff like that. But you know, because this is Michael Vick. This is Michael Vick, just like it was O.J. Simpson. You know, there's stuff going on like that every day.
And I got to go. Thank you,
all
Joseph.
All right, okay.
1-877-920-WGNU. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Couple of issues. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, couple of issues dealing with Michael Vick. The one, I've listened to you, and you brought the comment about the ones who basically snitched, how they basically got a walk, and they crucified this brother.
Mm-hmm.
With our legal system, that happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
Now, and that's getting more and more prevalent, where the guys who are actually being allowed to leave or get the smallest sentences are the ones who are doing the most heinous crimes.
That's correct.
You know, it happens every day.
Don't we have to ask the question, why is Michael Vick a better person to go after than the two guys that actually electrocuted the dogs? Why is Michael Vick a better person to go after?
Well, I can give you an answer to that one. One, he's a very athletic brother. And two, he got 120 million reasons why they want to knock his brother down.
Exactly. If the criminal justice system was interested in going after, I mean, we're not even talking about the guy who, you know, sometimes they say, well, we got to go after the big fish because the big fish is the one that is causing all of this stuff. No, he didn't get, no, that's not what you have with Michael Vick. He's not a big fish. Yeah, he didn't run in any dog ring.
That's right. And the second issue along with this whole thing, people complain about the dog fighting and, you know, how illegal it is and all that. Like, well, there were a lot of other things that were illegal at one time. The lottery, that was illegal at one time, considered immoral. Alcohol, that was considered illegal at one time. But for some reason, this society found a way to make a profit off of it, to make a lot of profit off of it, and guess what? Oh, it's not illegal anymore.
Oh, and by the way, the same people that are hollering to get Michael Vick say, wow, I need to apologize for slavery. Oh, yeah, wow, I need to apologize for saying, nothing wrong with that. We're going to take a break. Stay with me. From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree. And I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m.
The award-winning Wake-Up Call, analyzing the story shaping your world.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. And because we're always trying to put information out there for you, because we're always trying to let you know about people that are engaged in the business of tending to our issues and our community issues, and we also want to be able to support those that are. I have joining me from Milwaukee, Joya Mosley, a Cuban medical student in Milwaukee, and she's here to tell us about why she's going to medical school in Cuba, and also that other what other students are trying to do to become doctors in Cuba. Joya, good morning. Joya?
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Very good. Tell us about why are you attending medical school in Cuba?
Because I applied to a program that they offered us in 2000. Fidel Castro came over here to Riverside Church in New York and offered 500 scholarships to minorities in the United States as a response to Benny Thompson's request for assistance to educate minorities, because we didn't have a lot of opportunities to go to medical school here. So we have 500 scholarships to go down there and get educated. 8 of our students already graduated from the program.
And they're full-fledged medical doctors?
Yeah.
And how long did it take them to go through the program?
It's a 6-year program, but 7 years if you don't speak Spanish.
And is one of the conditions that you learn how to speak Spanish?
Yeah, you have to learn how to speak Spanish because it's all in Spanish. And you also have to make a commitment to come back to your community in the United States to practice as a medical doctor and provide for underprivileged people in the community.
And when you say that it's a scholarship, what does that scholarship pay for?
The scholarship pays for the tuition down there, the books, the Spanish books, and the dorm, room and board.
So do you speak Spanish?
Yes, I speak Spanish.
So that means that not only do you have to speak Spanish, but you have to be able to read Spanish as
well.
Yeah. So, what did your family say? I mean, is this something that you had planned on? You wanted to be a doctor, and you just couldn't find a place to go to med school that you could afford? Why this decision?
Well, somebody told me, a friend of the family told me about this program when I graduated from high school, and I really didn't give it much thought until 2 years later where I was ready for a change, and I figured, I was like, okay, let me apply to this program because it's a full scholarship and I could barely afford to pay for college. So that's when I applied for it in 2003, 2004, and I was accepted. I went down there to do the Spanish part of the program. I learned Spanish, and then I took 2 more years in college to get some more science classes in Alverno College, and then I went back last year, which was in 2006, to complete my first year of the medical program.
And so how long did you live in Cuba when you were taking the medical classes?
This past year, I was there for a year straight, but a total, I've been there for 2 years.
And what would you say living in Cuba is like?
It's hard. It takes a lot to get adjusted to. It's considered a third world country, but most people consider it a developing country. So as far as living conditions, we have water schedules. The water is on in the morning and in the evening. And if the water is not running, you have bucket reserves just to keep water, just in case you need to shower in between the schedule, the water running schedule. And it has a lot of power outages due to the energy. They have to reserve the energy. So we have to sometimes, we find ourselves studying with a lamp or something because a battery-operated lamp because we don't have any power.
So what is the education like?
The education is similar to the education here. Some of the students that are down there, we have over 100 students that are down there studying in the medical program, and a couple of them were in medical school here, and they said they have the same curriculum as medical school here. The only thing is, it's in Spanish.
It's in Spanish, and it takes the same amount of time that it takes to get through medical school here.
Yeah, but this program includes a lot of rotations, so when we graduate from this school, we have more clinical experience than if I was to go to medical school here.
How does that license translate when you get back to the States?
All you need to do is pass the United States medical licensing exam to practice or to apply for a residency here. So as long as you pass that, they do recognize the schooling, the education.
Is there any problem in getting a residency after coming out of getting your training in Cuba?
I don't think so. Because somebody who graduated, the first person who graduated from this program, he's right now practicing and serving in a residency in South Bronx, New York.
So it wasn't any problem for him?
No.
So what you're trying to raise some funds, is that right?
Yes.
For what?
Okay, what the scholarship doesn't cover, and it can be kind of pricey, and since we're not able to work while we're down there, and we only get about a month and a half or 2 months off during each summer vacation, I'm raising money for the travel expenses that it takes to get back and forth each year, and for textbooks and living expenses, and it's preparation courses that we're going to have to take for the United States medical licensing exam. And the first step, it's about 3 steps to that. The first step will cost you around $6,000. And I don't take it not next summer, but the summer after that. So
$6,000?
Yeah, $6,000 for preparation courses and to take the first United States medical licensing exam. And that will be in Dallas, Texas. You have to go through 7 weeks.
So every medical student has to pay this to take these tests?
Yeah. Even if you graduate from medical school here, you have to pay to take those preparation courses in the United States medical licensing exam.
Wow. And so if people wanted to help you out and to send some funds to help you get through this process, what would they do?
They would just contact me at joyamd@yahoo.com, and that's joyamd@yahoo.com.
And for people that don't have access to the Internet, is there a way to contact Joya?
I have a number, so if they would contact you, I'll give you the number.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the number that I use to contact you with,
yeah.
Right? Okay, very good. Joya, give out that email address one more time.
It's joyamd@yahoo.com.
Joya Mosley, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Listen, folks, I'll be back to have more conversations with you. Unfortunately, I thought our mayor, C. Jack Ellis, was going to be able to join us, but he just got back into the country. He has a relationship with Fidel, with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, and what he has gone through as the mayor of Macon, Georgia. We're going to rebook him. He will be with us on the show at another date. So because he will not be there, we will have open lines in the next hour. I'm looking forward to your conversations. Open lines in the next hour. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Aides say it's too soon to talk about whether Idaho Republican Senator Larry Craig should step down, but he has resigned as a co-chair of the Mitt Romney presidential campaign in the wake of allegations of lewd conduct in a public bathroom at Minneapolis Airport. Craig has denied wrongdoing, but did plead guilty to a misdemeanor. ABC's David Curley has some details.
The police officer who was involved in the sting says that he went into the stall in this bathroom that was supposedly having some sexual conduct in the Minneapolis Airport. And that he knows what the signals are that men use to get involved in lewd behavior. And he says that the man he identified as Senator Craig actually tapped his foot and then rubbed his foot against the police officers and swiped his hand underneath the divider in the stalls. That's when the police officer showed him the badge from underneath the divider and said he was under arrest.
One battle down, at least one more to go. A day after embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez announced his resignation, another battle looms over whether whoever is nominated to replace him. ABC's David Wright says the next nominee can expect a tough grilling during the confirmation proceedings.
The Democrats still control Congress. So instead of a protracted standoff between the Attorney General and the Judiciary Committee, the administration will now face a confirmation fight. In the past 6 months, as the scandal gathered steam, several senior Justice Department officials resigned. Not since Watergate have so many of the top jobs there been vacant.
Senator Joe Lieberman and Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff are among the names being mentioned to possibly replace Gonzalez. A New Jersey man admits he is the so-called Mad Hatter, blamed for more than a dozen bank robberies in New Jersey, all the while wearing a hat. He tells the Star-Ledger of Newark there were mitigating circumstances. After nearly 20 years in prison, he thought the $42,000 job he came out to would be good money. But since he'd been in prison, prices had gone up. This is ABC News.
You've got to check this out. The amazing Labor Day Serta mattress event is going on this Thursday through Monday at Sam's Club. Experience super Serta savings on all mattresses all weekend long and only at Sam's Club. See details in Thursday's newspaper or go to samsclub.com. You'll save money and sleep easier.
Try a Serta mattress with a comfort test demonstration at Sam's Club, Saturday through Monday only.
Taking care of business.
Want to get your business noticed? Maybe you need to stand out more. At the Office Depot Design Print and Ship Depot, you can print or engrave your logo on business cards, letterhead, and envelopes, and on thousands of promotional products, including apparel, pens, and more. And if you don't have a logo, Office Depot can help you create one. Help your business get noticed. Stop by Office Depot, and we'll show you how. Office Depot, taking care of business.
The Red Cross is out for blood. ABC's Jim Hickey says the agency is particularly eager to increase donations among Hispanics.
An estimated 32,000 pints of blood are needed in this country every day. Blood of all types, but type O is especially crucial because in emergencies, even people with other types can use it. Hispanic blood, the experts say, is more likely to be type O. And with the growing Hispanic population in the country, blood banks are focusing donation blood drives in Latino communities. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The roster has been released for the upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars. The galaxy this time includes Lou Ferrigno, also known as the Hulk, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, Dr. Quinn, medicine woman Jane Seymour, Tori Spelling, supermodel Gisele Bundchen, race car driver Elio Castroneves, and Wayne Newton. Spice Girl Mel B will be on the show, but says she won't dance. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brinchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a man has been charged in a shooting in Troy, Missouri. It took place last night around 5 o'clock at the intersection of Front and Coon Heights. 26-year-old Adrian Jennings was arrested at his home after the incident. Police have also charged him with drug possession after finding marijuana in his house. The name of the victim has not been released, but police say he is in stable condition at an area hospital. Drivers on Highway 21 in Jefferson County have a new warning sign, literally. Officials with the DeSoto and Hillsboro Chambers of Commerce unveiled the sign yesterday morning. The sign refers to the highway as Blood Alley, one of Missouri's deadliest highways. County officials say there are minor accidents on the highway daily. They are calling for a limited access four-lane highway in the city of DeSoto. Finally this hour, Missouri couples no longer have to wait to get married. Starting today, brides and grooms no longer have to wait 3 days to get a marriage license. The change was recently passed after years of lobbying by Missouri recorders who are responsible for processing marriage applications. Under the old law, at least 2 trips to City Hall were required to get hitched. Missouri joins about 20 states that don't have a waiting period for a marriage license. Illinois still has a 1-day waiting period. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brinchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a final look at your traffic for the morning rush hour. Eastbound 40. There's road construction between Big Bend and Bellevue. Look for it to be reduced 2 lanes. There's a number of ongoing road projects, so just use caution and expect delays and slow down. Give yourself as well as the workers a break. Plan a little extra time. Westbound 70 from 170 through St. Charles Rock Road. There's an accident on the shoulder that's at Air Flight. Look for stop and go traffic. Northbound 270 from Doherty Ferry through Manchester. That accident's been cleared in the right lane near Manchester. Look for delays. Heavy volume still from Chesterfield Airport through the Boone Bridge on westbound 40. That's due to road construction of right lane and its bridge work. It's causing all sorts of slowdowns this hour. Westbound Kingbridge is moving well into the landing. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for no problems now. Northbound 270 at Gravel and 44 is finally calmed down. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, hot, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 90s. This evening, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. Wednesday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high in the mid-90s. Wednesday evening, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, chance of showers with a low around 70. And then Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, 79 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 81. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. It's Open Lines with Liz, so get online. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Victoria, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. Long time no talk to you.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, some interesting parallels, and they're very interesting, but they're quite tragic at the same time. I was listening a couple weeks ago when they were talking about the boy that killed the policeman. I heard a juvenile officer say his first name, and that was kind of tragic. I asked my child, did she know a boy that lived in that area? And she said, oh, yeah, I know that boy. He wouldn't be involved in anything like this. Now, in this particular incident, there was an older young man with him. And I noticed the other day that a policewoman was accosted by a young man, and there was an older man with him. And then on television the other day, they had some kids at Friendly Temple talking about the fact that they believed it was all involved with gangs. And I said, well, that's an interesting parallel because there's always been an older person with them. Recently, my young boy brought home two older guys who were like 19 and 20. I asked them where they come from. On the other street. I said, well, don't bring them here anymore. But these young people, they're trying to tell us something. They need to be kept busy. They need to be playing in sports and things like that. We have just recently mourned this man that was drinking, using drugs, crashed his car and killed himself here in St. Louis.
The baseball player.
That's right. Okay, we were so sorry about that. We were so upset about that. But Michael Vick has done something that they seem to think is irreprehensible in throwing him into jail. And I can't see that they had all this praise for this young man, but this person makes a mistake involving some dogs. And they want to throw him under the jail.
Well, and
they didn't even want anyone to prosecute this guy who probably has been driving around drunk and intoxicated, possibly almost killing you or me. Okay, but they've been letting him go. Obviously, they already knew about it, but they've been letting him go. But Michael Vick, as soon as they find this out about him, they're ready to throw him under the jail. I think that's tragic. And another thing I noticed, too, with this child that was killed in the car, in the hot car. Now, they had on television a black woman who owns a daycare, actually one of the daycare workers.
Well, apparently you weren't listening last week because we talked about that last
week.
Yeah,
I was not listening last
week.
Okay. But you know what? The thing is, with that particular incident, they put that person in the police car.
That's what we said.
These two eggs wash you. Now, they let them have a child. A lady in the grocery store told me the other day, she said, you know what, we don't even know that child wasn't dead when he was in the car. We don't know that. Who's to say that something had not happened to that child? Who doesn't communicate about their children going to and from the daycare center? Every day. Did they make it to school on time? Did they do this? Did they do that? Did you pick them up on time? Did you get them there? These are things that we as parents, and you want to be a parent, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We have to do these things. And the thing is, we can't go around saying, okay, it's okay if this person does this, it's not okay if this person does that. And you notice a clear implication that we're black.
Well, the issue for Michael Vick, for me, is one of, okay, you really don't care about dogs because the rage is, why did the prosecutor, out of all of the people that were involved, why are they coming against Vick with the amount of fury that they're coming after him? If they care about dogs, he didn't do it to the dogs. They're not
right.
saying that he did it to the dogs. The other guys did it to the dogs.
Right.
The other guys did it to the dog. Vic didn't tell him to do that to the dogs. They made that decision. Who's the criminal here? Why did you choose to go after Vic? What does going after Vic do? Does it say that you don't gamble, that you don't gamble on dogs, that you don't harm dogs? No, because the guys that harm the dogs are not being punished.
He's a black man with money.
With a whole lot of money. With a whole lot of money and a whole lot, and also taking a position that is what has traditionally been because of racism, because of who runs the game, a white guy's position.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not forget that. Thanks for your call, Victoria.
You're quite welcome.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Clark.
Wayne, good morning.
All right. I remember an incident you stated about the young man in the White House when he put firecrackers in behind the frogs and tortured other type of...
I forgot about that. You're talking about Boy George put firecrackers up the butts of frogs.
Yes, ma'am.
And he's sitting in the White House right now, right?
Yeah, and I've never seen Peter or any other animal organization marching in front of the White House.
I guess there's a statute of limitation on brutality to frogs, huh?
I guess so.
Who cares about a frog that died with firecrackers inserted up their rectum?
Yes, ma'am. That's pathetic. And another thing, you know, the Southeast is one thing. Usually always engage in things like cockfighting and stuff like that. And the University of South Carolina mascot is called a gamecock. And if you look at the gamecock, it has like a spur on it, the picture of the mascot on a helmet, and it has like a spur on it and whatnot. And it seems like this is like promoting cockfighting and those type of incidents, those type of cruelty to animals. Why won't they ask them to remove that mascot from the helmet?
There you go.
Thanks
for your call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right, bye. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after this break. Stay with me.
Veterans Memorial Museum in Branson. Over 2,000 exhibits tell the stories of men and women who defended our freedoms during the wars of the 20th century. The Veterans Memorial Museum is a national tribute to our veterans and features the world's largest war memorial bronze statue. The Veterans Memorial Museum is easy to find. Just look for the full-size World War II P-51 Mustang fighter plane on West Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Call 417-336-2300.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Hi.
I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send back the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father again. Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. Larry, good morning.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, I want to talk about these dogs. When I was 3 years old, Liz, I got mauled by a German Shepherd. You think I like dogs? Hello?
No. Mm-mm.
And Liz, to see them lock this man up, I mean, want to lock this man up, about some dogs. This is senseless. I wish Michael Vick had to kill every dog he could find. And I mean that. I'm scared of them animals. We ain't got no business with them in the house. Those, a dog's supposed to fend for itself. And then what's sad about it, every time you look on TV, they're always bragging about how much money they've spent on some dog because he ain't got no money to go to the hospital or can't afford a hospital. But people in the same condition, and they brag about how they deal these home humane societies for dogs, they don't do nothing for people. I mean, what is wrong with this world? They just care more about animals than people?
Well, I would ask the question that one of the our brilliant callers asked when he called earlier today. How many dogs died with all of the bombs that we dropped in Iraq?
Where was PETA at?
No, yeah, where was PETA at with all the dogs? I know that some dogs died with all those bombs.
And what about when Bubba go hunting?
No, the same deafening silence that we hear with all the people that died with the bombs that we've dropped on Iraq.
But what about when Bubba go hunting with a shotgun, you know, when he's going out to kill Bambi and carrying on?
Mm.
You don't see PETA then, do you?
Well, I would give PETA that they're on animals with the exception of the dogs that get killed with the bombing of Iraq. But it's these other people out here that act like they're caring about dogs. People that haven't said boo about people dying. It's kind of like the hypocrisy of those that talk about that they are pro-life, but I'm for the death penalty. Huh?
Right.
Huh?
Right. Huh? Right.
How are you pro-life and you're for the death penalty?
And don't mind going to a war, but they're pro-life.
There you go. Thanks for your call.
All right, Liz.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. Portia.
Hi, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Good, good. I was talking to a friend last night. We were going up talking about the Michael Vick thing, and he said, do you know how the sport of boxing was originated? I said, no. So he gave me a brief history lesson, and it had to do with slave owners pitting their slaves against each other and betting them. and the slaves would have to fight to the death. To the death. And that was how boxing got started. And then he reminded me of a few years ago, you know, here, I think in North County somewhere or whatever, there was an incident about a swan or something was shot with an arrow, had an arrow stuck out his neck or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they raised $10,000 reward for the conviction of whoever.
Okay, and
shot
and
the swan.
So
and then around the same time, we had a little black child, a little girl, was kidnapped, and they found her decapitated body in a vacant house. And nobody ever, you know, he said, you know, nobody ever, I mean, there was more uproar about this swan with the arrow in it than about a missing black baby.
Thanks for your call.
Sure.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. Ms. Lindsay.
Good morning. How are you just doing? Let me turn the radio down because I had my grandson here with me. Yes, I'm turning the radio off. Now it's off. I was wanting to talk to you about the Michael Vick situation, and someone did call his mother. Because I was going to ask, what about the Greyhound dogs? But also, in talking about the, in referring to what the lady just talked about, how boxing got started, you know what Attica prison was about in New York? Was that the guards would have the prisoners fight each other, and when they got tired of them, they'd shoot one of them. And do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
And there was one guy who was supposed to be getting out of prison, like, the next week, and he ended up being paralyzed permanently. Then they put him out to be on his family. And this is the kind of stuff America does. I'm glad that lady gave us that history lesson. But I was also wondering about these greyhound dogs. Now, what happens to them? They run them till they can't, and nobody says anything about that. But as you always say, it's not about the crime, about who stands accused, and this they want their $21 million from Vic. Now, I think that's really low down. But anybody even suggest that, because that was a signing bonus, and he worked for them a whole year. That's supposed
well,
to be
if you want, if you want to feel the ultimate in hypocrisy, the ultimate, I guess, the proof of how this is not about what Michael Vick did or didn't do, but it's about what Michael Vick has and,
right.
And what Michael Vick is. To hear Senator Robert Byrd with his very ancient and confused self stand on the Senate floor and wax poetically about how this is brutality, how this is outrageous, and go on and on and on. And I remind you, Senator Byrd represents the area where the trial would take place and the plea would take place. Senator Robert Byrd waxing about how cruel this is to dogs. This is the same senator that was a member of the Ku Klux Klan that put ropes around the necks of people of African descent and hung them till they were dead.
Right.
And cut babies. Cut babies out of people's
yeah.
women's bellies. So here we have a senator who has not denounced with the same amount of fury and the same amount of intention the Ku Klux Klan
and
his own membership in the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, and you know something? We don't know how much he hasn't participated, he and his father and grandfather and others. But when it comes to what you just talked about, the woman being cut out the belly, my father, before Ebony started, they started with Negro Digest. And my father brought that book home to us, he would always get this, we were born in the Tuskegee area, and he would bring these things home, and then my brother started to sell Ebony magazines until they graduated from high school. But all these things, all this history, when you used to get black history in Ebony, really black history, it started from the Negro Digest, and this man brought it home. And I don't know how many people bought it then, but that's been 60 or more years ago.
And I got a roll. Thanks
and
for
thank
your call.
You.
We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much business to tend to. You need to get up. You need to get to me because we're going to tend to our business here on the Wake Up Call. The number is 1-877-920-WGNU. We have one line available for you. One line going once, going twice. stay with me.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at Fire's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
From A to Z, the Black Business Rolodex can meet all of your shopping needs.
Yes.
Seven Signs Masonry, 618-338-2871. Tuck pointing, all brickwork, whether it's your chimney, mailbox, flower beds, barbecue pits, all your masonry needs. The best hands in the business, Seven Signs, 618-338-2871. Don't forget, always check your decks.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Doula, doula mama, doula, doula mama, doula, doula mama, doula, 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 doula. Doula mama, doula, doula mama, doula, doula mama, doula, 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 doula mama.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Sherry, good morning.
Hi, Liz. How are you today?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Fine. I just wanted to say that I think people are really putting too much emphasis on the Leonard Little case, because I personally don't care, because he's got plenty of money. He's going to be fine. Yeah, they're doing him wrong.
Leonard Little?
Let me just say this.
Leonard Little? Or you mean...
I mean not Leonard Little, but yeah.
Okay,
I was just going to say Leonard Little killed somebody.
By accident, and, though.
Right,
by accident.
Right, true, but he's still playing football. The other guy, Michael Vick, he's making white folks too much money. They not going to do nothing to him either. He might have to pay a fine. I really don't think. They're just beating him up in the media. I think rather than trying to defend his actions, he broke the law. People need to learn, when you are black, you rich, you have money, they're going to try to get you and get that lesson out of it. But I just think we have bigger fish to fry, like with the issue with those people who left. We should be pressuring the the attorney's office to prosecute those people who let their baby die in the car.
But here's the
That's the bigger fish to fight. If you were the people picketing and putting pressure on them to put them people all over the news like you did that girl.
Okay, but here's the thing. In order to get people to get that the people who left their baby to die, the doctor, the pediatrician who's left their baby in the car to die, in order to get people to see why they should be picketed, we have to dissect the Michael Vick case. And we have to understand that this is the common thread that runs through it. This isn't about Michael Vick, whether he followed the law or didn't. This is about selective prosecution.
But Lynn, we already know that.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm not saying that we can't do what they do. I'm saying that the law is supposed to be followed irrespective of who engages in the action. When you say we can't do what they do, that means that we have accepted that the law is going to apply one way to one person and another way to another person. I reject that.
But when you say
we can't do what they do, that is an acceptance of the fact that the law will apply differently to them. And I don't accept that.
But Liz, is it true?
Is it true? Absolutely, that the law is broken every day. But that doesn't mean I accept it. And that doesn't mean that I don't point it out that this is not about someone breaking the law. This is about a person of African descent breaking one part of a law.
Right, but I'm saying we have more important cases that we can use as an example.
But
other than this boy, who cares about them doggone dogs?
Because if we stay silent on any of our issues, we must bring the force of what we have to everything, because everything matters.
That's
everything.
True, but that boy is rich and he's going to be just fine.
And the moment we start thinking that, that's the moment that they come take more of our stuff from, because none of us are fine. I don't care how much money you all have, none of us are fine.
That's true. Okay, I got you on that.
Okay,
Lynn.
All right, sure. Take care. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Dodge.
Hey, Liz, how's it going?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I think, Liz, that part of the problem, you know, like with the Michael Vick situation, is that a lot of young black men that is in his age range between 18 to 30, rich or poor, they fail to understand that racism still exists and you can't do what you want to do and the legal system is not going to treat you fair. Liz, I'm going to see if Michael Vick gets the same treatment as Paris Hilton got. You remember, that was her second offense, and they never put her
in jail. Her third or fourth offense.
Yeah, third or fourth. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Thanks for correcting me. And also, she had claimed emotional distress. And now, let's see if Michael Vick claims emotional distress if they don't put him in jail. But you know he's gone. And also, I heard a couple of your callers trying to compare Michael Vick to Leonard Little. Those two are not even in the same
league. No, they're not.
But they both received the same
unfair, inaccurate, racist attention by the media.
That's how
they're similar.
Right. And also, too, Michael Vick, everybody knows who he is. If you ask people around the country who's Leonard Little, they would know. Michael Vick has commercial deals, shoe deals. Leonard Little doesn't even have any of that. And also, too.
And they still try to take all of Leonard Little's stuff.
There you go.
What little bit he had, they try to take it.
Uh-huh. Just like O.J. Simpson. Now, they got to remember that this system, you know, black people don't have any power in this country.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. I would never put that out in the atmosphere. Of course we have power. Of course we have power. Are the laws imposed upon us in an illegal way? Absolutely. But, yeah, we do have power. Never put that in the universe.
Right. Okay. And like the O.J. Simpson, like he had all this money, and he was a multimillionaire. And look what they did to him. He can't work.
Irrespective of the fact that he was found not guilty, why isn't it the same folks that talked about the innocence of the Duke University lacrosse rapist? They said that they were innocent. They didn't even go to trial. But they've been deemed innocent. O.J. Simpson went to trial, was found not guilty, and they say he's not innocent.
That's right. And Liz, the Duke lacrosse case, and also, too, you know, like, when, and it's interesting that you brought that up. You know, I have never seen a case where they have put innocent black men in jail and found out that the black men were innocent. How many times have you ever heard them firing a prosecutor or judge for putting innocent black men in jail?
For calling an innocent person, man of African descent, a hooligan. There is never in the history of this country, in the entire multi-hundred-year history of this country, a prosecutor who was not only fired from his job, because that's not all that happened to him, he was disbarred. He is unable to practice law anywhere in this country. Do you hear
that's
me?
Right.
So for calling white men, white boys, hooligans, and having not a strong case from their perspective against them. When do prosecutors lose their jobs for that? When do they do that? Only when you are prosecuting white guys on behalf of African women. That's when you lose your job and lose your license. Got to roll. Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Greg.
Yeah, I am going to comment about Michael Vick's situation.
Sure.
First off, I'm listening to these callers, and I'm just astonished. I mean, he broke the law. I mean, that's the bottom line. It was, the compound was in his name. He built it for abusing animals. He broke the law.
But here's the thing.
There's animals that's out there that help people.
But here's the thing. Wait a minute. Let's stop for a second. Hold on to the defense of animal peace, because we'll get to that. Let's start with your statement. He broke the law. Okay. I'm a former criminal defense attorney. Do you practice law?
No.
Okay, so let me tell you what my experience is within the criminal justice system. Every day of the week, every minute of every hour, people in America break laws. And America has, and all the laws, punishments are in books, written with black ink on white pages, what the law is. But the challenge is, and the reality is that despite the fact that there are laws on the books, the enforcement of the law and the pursuit of those who break the law is governed by something that it shouldn't be governed by. That is racism. That is classism. That is sexism. That's all about economics and all about who you are. So for us to sit back and say simply that Michael Vick is simply being punished because he broke the law, that's naive and that's inaccurate about what happens in this country. He is being pursued in a manner.
Do you know how this all came about?
Which part of what came about?
Michael Vick, the whole fiasco.
Which part of it?
The with the dog.
Okay.
Do you know how that all came about?
Tell me what you know.
Well, the way it came about was his cousin was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Had his address on there.
Mm-hmm.
They went to his address. They weren't pursuing Michael Vick. They weren't targeting Michael Vick.
I didn't say that they were targeting.
I'm saying that the
way that they are, now that they have him in his sights, in their sights, again, those are arbitrary decisions. The arbitrary decision of if we're going to give this guy a deal, the guy that put the wire around the dog's head, the guy that put the electrodes to the dogs, are we going to pursue them with the same vigor as we pursue whose choice is that to offer who a deal?
Who owns all the property?
Who did it to the dogs? People who are protesting this are not talking about the fact that Michael Vick owned the land. They're not putting his jersey on the floors of the kennel of dogs because he owned the land. They are putting his jerseys because they believe they did it before he even admitted to it. They're doing it because they talk about the dogs being brutalized. Michael Vick didn't do that to the dogs.
He admitted to it.
He did not admit to doing that to the dogs. He did not admit to doing that to the dogs.
It's astonishing how we get on the air.
We who? You talking about yourself?
No, you.
You talking about me and every other black person but you?
Yes.
Okay. Bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. We, everybody but you, you the only one that got it right. You the only one that got it right. You the only one that got it right. Well, God bless you. God bless you. You got it right. 1-877-920-WGNU. Marty, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
You know what? It's amazing. Like, I know this Michael Vick thing has really captured a lot of stuff, but, you know, I'm looking at the bottom line of this, and the bottom line to me is this double standard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always the double standard. I feel sorry for Michael Vick and, a lot of black guys that do have a potential to make money like that, and they have to be careful what they say and things of that nature, especially when they get under the scrutiny of the camera and stuff like that. But the bottom line to me is the double standard that black people are subjected to. Like, you got a president that breaks the laws, I don't know how many times.
A president that stuck firecrackers up the behinds of frogs and watched them explode, but go ahead.
Yeah, and then you got, like, some black kids that go sit under a shade tree down there, and they get persecuted.
In Jenna, Georgia, that's correct.
Yeah, and then you got all these other issues where, like, if you get caught with raw cocaine, you do outstanding time. But if you get caught with powder cocaine,
Lindsay Lohan didn't have enough powder cocaine on her to warrant a judgment. But if she'd had the same amount of crack, she would have had another charge. But go ahead.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, I'm not condoning what Michael Vick did,
but here's the thing.
I'm not saying that, you know, he. Okay, he should get a fine. He should get a serious.
You know what? I will take every bad, wrong, illegal deal that any person of African descent has committed while in this country, the United States. And I will take our resume and lay it down next to anybody else's resume, and I'm still going to be on behalf of the community of African descent. There is no other community out here that has held more vigils, that has confessed to wrongdoings that they've never even committed, that are the first people out here to say, yeah, that was wrong. Our resume with respect to wrongdoing and condemning wrongdoing and not condoning wrongdoing is compared. No one's resume is better. So I'm not about to have to feel like, well, I got to go out here and say Michael Vick did wrong. No, the criminal justice system is wrong because they choose who to go after with the enthusiasm of who to go after based upon the color of their skin, period, dot.
Sure, and
and that's not right, and that's not lawful.
Right, and the thing is, you got to look at your own history of how the history of black people in this country have been persecuted for little or nothing. And I mean, like, my father, he was he bled to death because a hospital wouldn't accept him because he was black.
And my grandfather killed some white folks who tried to burn down his house.
So if you're not starting to look at yourself, and most black people got that type of some kind of history where they were wrong. I mean, as a whole, you know.
And individually.
And then you can look at, and that goes all the way up to today, you can look at how the laws protect certain people. Like some people said Paris Hilton Downing, that Downey kid.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
All these things.
And I got a roll. I got a roll. Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back after the break. Stay with me.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait.
When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card. And for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Hi, I live in the Third Ward, and every day I walk my daughter to the bus stop, and I send her off to school. And walking home, I cannot help but see what my ward looks like. It's not what it should be. I've called City Hall, and I have contacted elected officials, and no one seems to care in any real way. Well, I'm tired. We need some new people and a new way of doing things. I have heard that there's going to be a political candidate recruitment forum on Thursday, September 6th at 6 o'clock at FIRE's headquarters at 1020 North Taylor. I'm going to be there, and I'm inviting all of you who care about the community and want to run for office, because I'm tired. I'm tired of trying to pull apples off the same old dead apple tree, and I know you are too. So I hope to see you at the Political Candidate Recruitment Forum, Thursday, September 6th, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. That's 1020 North Taylor. I'll be there. Will you?
Are you one of those people who look at somebody who's big boned and think that's just a euphemism for Twinkie enriched? Are you sick of the idea that we can go to war in Serbia and bomb the crud out of them, but we should stay out of Iraq? If the whole entire pop culture thing, Britney Spears, Super Bowl commercials, and all that stuff gets on your nerves, well, guess what? It gets on mine, too. So if you want someone to listen and understand, listen to me, Brett Rosen, every Tuesday, 10 a.m. on WGNU, 920 a.m. The monkey pulled the throttle,
the motor jumped, the gun and did not... Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
This is a little something to help you get through the day, if it could. It was more than a tragedy, emotions be grabbing me. Plane fell from the sky, we trying to figure what happened. Burning churches, fearing God, who can be so cruel? We all ignorant to AIDS, till it happens to you. Just be a
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up. Get to me. Carol, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm outstanding.
I wanted to leave this little anecdote about how hypocritical and deep-seated racism is in this country. There was a segment on the new news. You know how they adopt the puppies from the Humane Society?
Uh-huh.
And the lady said that they have a hard time adopting out black dogs. Dogs that are colored black, so they were given a discount on them because and she said when the reporter asked her why, she said that the reason people give is that they have a hard time reading the dog's eyes.
What?
And to imagine just how deep-seated psychologically this thing is embedded in people that they won't adopt a black dog.
Mm.
And this shows you just how hypocritical this whole thing is, this nonsense. They act like this man killed somebody. But we know that we were considered chattel in the Constitution, and they still feel that way. And I believe this is why they value an animal's life over human beings.
I disagree. I don't believe that animal life is valued. I don't. I think that it's used as an excuse in this case to crawl up on the back. I don't believe, because all you have to do is go to watch and see how cows are treated,
mm-hmm.
and watch and see how chickens are treated, and watch and see how fowl is treated. And you can say all you want to, well, I'm going to eat them. I should be able to treat them any kind of way. Well, you know what? No, you don't. If a dog is valuable, because in some societies, a dog is just like a pig. You can eat a dog the same way you can eat a cat.
Yeah.
You know, so an animal should be an animal, right?
Or well, we know that this situation definitely boils down to money.
And race.
Mm-hmm. As does everything in this country.
All right, now.
Have a nice day.
Take care of yourself.
Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me. Zach.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I did originally call to talk about the Michael Vick thing, and I want to bring it back around to that if I can, but actually, I think the Michael Vick thing is a tree, and I'd like to take us out to the forest so we can look at the whole thing. Because earlier, this was really interesting to me. Earlier, you had a caller who called in, and she said, we can't do like they do. And you said, oh, yeah, we absolutely can. And it struck a chord with me, because I think, here's the thing. I don't believe in the term revolution, because I believe that revolution does exactly what it tells you it does. It takes you right back around to the same place. When you revolve, you go in a circle. You come right back to the place that you started from. And the term I prefer to use is evolution. You know, you take that little R out, and you're in a whole different world where you're progressing, where you're coming up with new ideas. And I think it's important that in a revolution or in an evolution that you don't do, you make a specific site to you see what the other people do, and you do the opposite of that thing. You know, you can't fight fire with fire in these cases, because then everything just burns down.
Okay, your premise is based upon something that I did not say, or message that I did not impart. I never said, oh, yes, we can do that. I said that by saying we can't do what they do is a concession that the law need not be followed. There is
no, I disagree, though.
But the law,
no,
the
say,
law,
listen,
the law.
They're breaking the law doesn't mean you get to break the law.
No, that's not
like a righteous person.
That's not what I'm saying at all. When I was making a completely different point. My point with her statement is when she said we, she meant black people. We as black people cannot do what they do. And I said that is a concession to the fact that the law is supposed to be followed irrespective of who commits the crime and who doesn't. And the law is not followed. For us to say, well, we can't break the law, no, that all I'm saying is that the law must be followed as it is supposed to be followed irrespective of who breaks it.
Yeah, no, I agree. But when you say, yes, we... But when you say, see, like what she was saying to me when she said we can't do what they do, and maybe she was talking about black people, but let's say they're talking about establishment.
But she wasn't talking about people against establishment, she was talking about black people.
All right, well let's keep it on black people. And like, but let's just say it's people.
But it wasn't. We can't just talk about people
Liz,
in this country.
I'm going to say it's people. I'm going to say I'm talking about people. She was talking about black people. I'm talking about people in general. And when you see somebody doing a wrong action, It doesn't matter if that person is black, white, or three-layer.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, because the law is...
No, it absolutely does not.
Yes,
it does. Wrong action is wrong action is wrong action is wrong action, period.
In this country. In this country, because it's not. Because it's based upon what color your skin is. Whether or not it's wrong or not.
And I'm not talking about this country. I'm talking about right, and I'm talking about wrong.
In the
world. I know America's screwed up. I know we're disproportionately unjust. I know the criminal justice system is a racist, hypocritical system. But that doesn't mean that wrong isn't wrong when it's wrong.
Did you hear
wrong.
Did you hear within either one of our conversations that we were saying, go out and break the law? Is that what you heard?
What I heard you say was, if somebody is using evil, bad tactics against you, it's okay to go ahead and use wrong tactics against them.
No,
and that's not right.
No, but I didn't say that. I didn't imply that. I didn't infer that.
Well, you got to clarify what you meant.
I've said it several times. I've said it several times, but you're not here. You're not getting it when I'm saying it. Her comment, you weren't listening to what she said and you weren't listening to what my response is. Her comment was, is that we can't do what they do.
And what they do is wrong,
wait a minute,
right?
Wait a minute. Let me.
No. But let's take it step by step. What they
do is the wrong thing,
right?
You want my explanation? You want my explanation, or do you want your explanation or my explanation?
I want to take it step by step and have a conversation with you. I don't
but
want you to dictate to me again. I want to take it step by step.
You asked me. You asked me what I said, and you're not listening to what I am saying. You're giving me your interpretation of what.
I'm trying to break it down.
And the only way it's going to be broken down is by me, because it's what I said, not what you said that I said.
I'm trying to clarify.
Well, then just listen. Then listen to what I am saying. Her comment was, we cannot do what they do. My comment to her was, to say that is a concession of what the law is supposed to do. The law is supposed to be enforced irrespective of whoever's race is involved. But it is not. For us to say that they can go and do that without worrying about what the law is a concession. And I do not agree with a concession. No one is supposed to be breaking the law, but no one is supposed to be enforcing the law based upon somebody's race.
Okay, but when Gandhi stood up to the English, all right, when Gandhi stood up to the English and they beat him back and he didn't do what they did, how was that a concession? That wasn't a concession.
But he didn't say, we can't do what they do. That's not what he said.
Of course he did.
He did not.
When they hit you, you do not hit them back.
That's a completely different, that's a choice of strategy. I'm talking about law enforcement. I'm talking about law enforcement. If you want to engage in a certain strategy when somebody hits you and not hit them back, that's your strategy. That's not my strategy. That's your strategy. And it is a thing called self-defense when somebody hits you back.
That's why your revolution is worthless.
Well, I'm not asking.